Hey everybody, welcome to Cookie Bake, where we discuss how to make your own homemade cookies. Today we'll be going over tagalongs from the Girl Scout. They're a popular one. They got coconut, caramel. Anyone else remember what they have in there?
A little bit of that marshmallow stuffing stuff.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember their cookies.
I prefer Samoas.
You're going to want fresh coconut. Oh, I was talking about Samoas. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
fuck
like
away, squad. Thanks for joining us with the Video Game Podcast. That's probably your favorite iTunes thing out right now.
It's mine.
Yeah. I was talking to you. today we're going to have more of a quiz show. We're going to go over Injustice since it's coming out in 2 weeks and since we're all in love with it. And we're going to briefly discuss why Xbox decided to go fully online all the time.
Boo.
Right now, we got Max Barracuda with us back.
What's up?
Giant Shock, always here.
Hey, what's up?
And we got a new guy, so we know what we like to do with that.
Hi, my name is... What? My name is... What? My name is...
Mr. Dutch Guts.
Where'd that come from?
I smoke a lot of weed.
I don't know.
I'm a messy dude.
Like. Everyone's going to have to excuse me if I call him Diggy.
Yeah, I used to go by Diggy.
Uh-huh. And that came from your last name, right?
Right.
He was Diggy17.
He was a Diggy
when I first met him. Yeah. Now he's Mr. Dutch Guts. What are we playing nowadays, video game system-wise?
Wii U. Yeah, I like it. I don't know.
I got lucky. A diamond in the rough.
Wii U and 360 predominantly. And a lot of iPhone games to kill time.
Mm-hmm. Well, the iPhone's definitely coming in it as a system.
Yeah, I like that Simpsons tap out shit. I don't know. It's boring, but it's fun.
Which one is that?
It's terrible. I don't know. You like literally you don't do anything. You just like wait for time to pass.
Is that the one where you build the town?
Are you clicking the pen like Homer did in the show? That'd
yeah, be cool. Like you. I don't even know what to say. You're building a city. You're just waiting for time to pass.
Right,
like
yeah.
It's terrible and slow. But
like I said, Apple's coming into their own as a system. I have it on the iPad. Igan.com had a April Fool's joke that Apple was coming out with a system, which I totally bought until I watched the video.
Like Apple, like the
yeah. Until it got predominantly more crazier, progressively more crazy. And like, I was like, wait a second.
If I had iPad, really iPad's Apple. Got a lot of cool little. I have a bunch of games that I've played throughout time on the iPhone that if I had an iPad would have been better. That yeah. I end up like icing on my iPhone because it's too small. But
I have certain games that I only play on the iPad because I can't even figure it out on the phone. Too
well,
small.
The real time strategy,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, like real-time strategies are great on the they're not good on my phone. It's too small and I don't have an iPad.
I have a medical condition called sausage fingers, so my iPhone doesn't really work out that well for video games.
You got thick fingers?
Yeah, thick sausage fingers.
I could be
a proctologist.
I mean, a bad one. I uncomfortable one.
Or a great one.
Yeah, one man fear.
Yeah, man.
Dr.
As far
Big
as those,
Hands.
Phone games, man, they get a little small.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's
but
too
the
small.
IPad's
it's
nice.
Too small, but it's like for the past time.
Yeah.
Talking about passing time, what's everybody playing? What are you playing, Max? What are you playing this week?
Well, full disclosure, I was away this week. So I didn't have a lot of video game time, but I did log a little bit of Bioshock.
Okay.
The Infinite?
Infinite.
How is that?
It's amazing.
I'm a Bioshock fan. I
don't want to go too into it because I haven't beat it yet, and I'd rather have all the info first, but I could not recommend it enough.
Okay, fair enough. I gotta get it. Yeah.
Yeah. You like the other ones?
Yeah, I love the other ones.
Then you'll like this.
You went into it last week. I gotta get. You know,
yeah. I don't
want to
repeat myself, and I don't want to spoil.
Yeah, fair enough.
Without knowing everything.
But. Right. We do it every week. I mean, you can't expect this to be the game every week, people.
I know, but this game is amazing.
Right.
You get
lower your expectations for this podcast. They should be there already. Giant Shock.
I actually played Mr. Dutch Guts a little bit of FIFA in our little monster tournament we have every year, and. The München took out Chelsea, and it was a glorious victory for the Germans over there.
To be fair, he beat his own team. He beat his own team.
Did you guys play a full season?
We have a monster tournament, a 64-man tournament every year, and it's in the playoffs right now. It's the Elite Eight, I guess it'd be. And the Bayern München with Aaron Robben and Mueller and Ribery and all those guys.
I'm pretty sure he's describing a Lord of the Rings game.
The big time runner there is a team named Anzi. You're not going to get this word either. Anzi Machalaka Laka Chakalaka. That's the front runner in the tournament.
Now you guys are making fun of us.
No. Swear to God, that's the name of the team.
Etuo.
That's like legitimately the name of the deal.
Yeah,
they have
Eto'o on it, and he's a super scorer, but he goes
Eto'o?
Down. Yeah, he goes down.
I know him.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was playing that a little bit. We're going to finish up that, and hopefully I'll raise the trophy.
Ryze and I had a lot of glory back in the day with Eto'o. Mm-hmm. You have to remember on that AC Milan team, or the Inter Milan team.
I just remember yelling names every once in a while.
Raul's, and he had the most glory.
Yeah, the mahogany gun.
Yeah, so that was what I was playing, so we had a little bit of FIFA.
Dutch Cuts, what were you playing?
I played some NBA 2K, whatever this one is, 13.
Probably 13.
That's the year we're in.
I actually queued up the a little. I'm a fan of Dead Island every now and again. I like to run around Dead Island and kill
like
some zombies.
Game.
You didn't like it? I like it.
You looking forward to the sequel? You playing Riptide?
I am looking forward to the sequel. Yes, very much so. I thought it was good.
I made it to the end and just never finished it.
Are you getting the half torso?
I
like the special edition half torso?
Don't do that. I don't think so. But
That's
gross. You know what it is? I think I bought that game like 3 years after everybody else. So I didn't have anybody to play with. So I eventually hit a wall. Because it's like multiplayer.
I hated it multiplayer, though, because people just dive right into your game, skip your cutscenes, you have no idea what the fuck you're doing.
What happened to me with Left 4 Dead. Left 4 Dead was a great game, but...
Yeah,
I like Left 4 Dead.
Worst of all, in Dead Island, after a while, I wasn't even doing anything. I was leveling up because everybody else was doing all the hard shit.
Oh,
but I
really?
Felt like I was being deprived of the game.
Following dudes. So maybe because I got into it so much later, it was more fun because I just did everything by myself.
It's probably more worth it.
Yeah. I feel like if I would have had another person with me, it would have been better, but just one or maybe two people. But nobody ever jumped into my game. I was always by myself.
Constant. With mine.
Nice.
What else did I play? I play a lot of Super Mario Brothers Wii.
It's the same
game. Wii U?
Or Wii U, whatever.
I could swap it out with
those are fun.
I have it. And I could swap it out with Super Mario Brothers for Super Nintendo.
Or DS or anything.
I wouldn't
notice.
I wouldn't notice.
It's still fun.
Super Mario Brothers is always a good time.
It's just a good time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I play a lot of Wii download stuff.
Do they have good download stuff?
Yeah, they have good download
stuff.
They're
just stuff. Old school games. They don't have really any new stuff, right?
Yeah, they have good stuff. Same shit as Wii has. So I have Zombies Ate My Neighbors and...
Yeah, they're not coming out with DLC.
I didn't know if it was Xbox Live Arcade where you could get independent games or if it's just old school Nintendo.
No, at least not so far. It's still just old school. Well, old school Nintendo, Famicom, Commodore.
Sure.
Like that stuff.
Right.
It's nice.
But I like old games. So.
It's pleasant, I suppose. I am playing the Injustice Gods Among Us demo.
Awesome.
I tried that. That was tight.
So weird to say that I've been playing the demo all week, but that's what I've been doing all week.
You're really good with those three characters.
I can finally beat very hard mode with all three different characters, and I couldn't be more proud of myself.
It's a pretty boss game, man. Batman just happened to rock the other two, but
it's actually, Batman, Wonder Woman.
That's
and
not
Lex
exactly
Luthor.
Accurate, as Wonder Woman just took it to Batman.
Batman let you win. Batman wanted to see your special move, which you failed at.
Wonder Woman
that just hit me with a shield.
I wasn't too keen on Wonder Woman. She had a sword and a shield. Looked like she was in the wrong game, but Batman looked like he was knowing what he was up to. Bro.
Well, she had the lasso. She switches up.
She had a sword, a lasso,
the new fighting
a shield. She had a lot of stuff.
Is great. Yeah.
Well,
it seems like they borrowed that from the old Mortal Kombat, because the old Mortal Kombat, if anyone remembers, their ill-fated decision to try and bring weapons into
Mortal
it.
Mortal Kombat 4.
Yeah, where Super...
That game should have been so much better.
Sub-Zero had that big-ass sword, and that fell very, very short, but to pepper it in there, only Wonder Woman has that secondary weapon, Lex has something else where he puts on a shield, which is a la Lex, and Batman has little Batmites, which I've never seen before, but whatever, if you want to throw it in there, you can throw it in there. The game, there's a lot of meat to this game. It's not just your regular fighter game.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice interactive.
Oh, yeah, the backgrounds, I saw you kicking people into the helicopter and throwing, dumpsters.
Everything. If I, for example, Batman, being not as strong, can only jump off the bat signal and maybe set it up to explode, whereas Wonder Woman and Lex, because Lex is in that giant-ass suit, he can rip it off and throw it at you. So I'll be interested to see what players like Green Lantern and stuff can do. If they can whip it from across a board or something. I don't know too much about it. But
Lantern,
when you do throw the bat signal and it misses, it does fly off into the background and smash into another building. And the building explodes in the background. And
do you know how big the cast of characters? It looked like just from,
I have it.
Just from
we're
the
gonna
demo.
Go
it looked
we're
like
going to go
huge.
Over.
Oh, okay.
It's 26 characters, I think.
Oh, all right. Yeah, it looked like a big
and role. That's not including downloadable.
All Flash and...
Yeah. The people you expect, but not... some people you don't expect.
Yeah, they got a good list here.
I got the whole list. We're going to go over it in the news, which we're going to get to right now. All right, I'd like to start off the news with a review of a trailer. Obviously, you guys can't watch it, but go out, watch it, and then you'll totally agree with us. the Battlefield trailer 4. Battlefield 4 looks sick.
It looked like it was going to be a cool movie.
It looks awesome.
I know.
It's
showing
all
game.
Cutscenes.
No game.
No, that wasn't. That was gameplay.
That was not gameplay.
Yes, it was.
No way. That couldn't have been gameplay. What about the guy reaching?
What kind of cutscene has the guy walking around with his gun in front of him, aiming, shooting,
running? I think I saw a different trailer than
yeah,
you.
I didn't see any.
Oh,
of that.
No. This it looks smooth as a cutscene. This is obviously a next-gen game. It's going to be the first.
Is this for the new systems?
It's got to be. I saw I know the trailer that you guys are talking about. I assume so.
Ours
but
was like
gameplay
a video
trailer.
Trailer. Yeah, it wasn't a gameplay.
Yeah, I kind of fucked up on that one. I told you guys to watch the trailer. I didn't tell you there was multiple trailers.
You were saying before we were recording, though, that like military games are the cop shows of video games now. It's just procedural, same thing over and over.
It's true.
Gun in front of you, same batch of guns.
But this one,
yeah, it's like,
this one
not
looks
much variance in
this,
guns at
this one
point.
Looks like the environments look almost real. The people obviously kind
of
look.
Well, if it's a next gen system, of course
from
it's
the, the Avengers real. Like
it's
you know,
a, everything it demands like a destructible environment now. Like too many games have incorporated it that like Call of Duty falls behind. Like so many games fall behind with like not. Having the environment.
No type. Bullet holes. No,
yeah,
no, right.
Especially like in these war games. Like, make your area, if your area is war torn, it's got to look war torn.
Well, Battlefield's
have like
good
a fucking cardboard.
Battlefield's great with that.
You can't have a. No, Battlefield's been great with that for 10 years. Like, you can't have just like a war torn cardboard hostile area. Like,
I remember playing, was it Battlefield Bad Company?
Yeah.
Where
yeah
it was Bad one Company. Of the first ones that had like really fully destructible, and I remember just hiding in a building from a tank. Next thing you know, it was like a cartoon. I'm just hiding behind a little wall that's in the shape of my body.
Exactly.
I love going after objectives and blowing my own hole in the wall and running through so nobody can just camp it. And just so everybody knows, all game developers who are listening to me, which I'm sure they're in abundance, I am so tired of disappearing bullet holes.
Oh my
where
god.
Like
Rainbow
shoot,
like
50.
Rainbow Six Vegas.
Yeah. And then,
like, oh my
and
god.
Then the trail, you just watch them disappearing. Yeah. Well, I can't deal
I
with that.
I think, though, that, that'll probably be addressed in the new systems because a lot of the stuff, like especially Call of Duties, the reason why they probably don't have it is probably because there's so many characters on the screen, like so many players, that it'd be too impossible to have like destructible
as
boards.
I would rather it one-on-one at that point and have destructible characters. Then.
As the processing power of the systems goes up and they can handle more information, you'll get your bullet holes.
And we the gamers give them more information. Hey, look.
It's not like they don't realize that they should probably have like – they should stick to you if someone shot a bullet hole somewhere, they probably should stick to
I still hate in games when the bodies disappear.
I think gamers need to demand more, especially of these war game companies. Like, you're going to recycle Call of Duty every single year. Like, it's too... I don't know. It's just too much with the... Like, the war games, they need to... I don't know where I'm going, but, like... I just feel like they need to add more. Each like
they should take their time, like Gears,
yeah,
a little bit.
You don't need every single year. Gears of War's had 4 games over 8 years. Every single, I haven't honestly. Disclaimer: I haven't played the newest one, but I'm sure it's phenomenal. The other 3 were phenomenal.
That's my big fear now that Ubisoft has said they're going to put out an Assassin's Creed every year.
They do, don't they? Do that?
They
already?
Do that kind of already.
They do.
Yeah,
but you know what?
My
like,
fear is the lack of variety. Like
the numbered ones are the only
ones
that mattered, though. But like the numbered ones only. Like Brotherhood was good, Revelations was good,
but it was nothing new.
But 1, 2, and 3 are the only ones that matter.
Yeah,
like you only need to play those 1, 2, and 3.
But I think they're making the leap now. I think Black Flag is a completely unique game from 3. So
right, but
it
it's not the next in the series. Is it the next?
It's
in
a
the
whole
story?
New character.
Right,
it looks
different
like
character.
It, yeah.
Exactly. It's no longer.
It's not Connor anymore.
Yeah. So,
I just worry that they're going to run
out of innovation.
It looks
like it's going to be the next progression, though. It doesn't look like a happy story to me.
It's too piratey.
They're in trouble with PETA, by the way. Did you hear that?
That's yeah, the
news.
Whaling.
Because it has whaling.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you got to kill virtual whales. Because
it didn't happen in history.
PETA should pay attention to what the Japanese do with their like their research and leave us a fucking
They should really, at this point, just go full blast on Japan. They should just take every last PETA detail.
They should just get over it. Like on the real, like they should just
right. They're not going to do that, but
it's a video game. It's not like they're really killing anything.
We're,
oh, the video game! I thought you meant the animal.
No.
We're a company devoted to getting over it.
No. As far as the video game goes, it's not like I'm going to play that part and be like, I gotta go get myself like an old school sailboat and fucking go hunt whales.
It's
like,
not going to take one person, not one person, rather, is going to take it serious enough to go whaling.
No,
that's the problem with PETA.
Nobody is going to go out there. So
you could
PETA,
have a GTA,
you're wasting your time.
Yeah. You could have a GTA game where you could kill a hooker and run over a stroller with a kid in it. But if you hit a squirrel, they'll be all over your ass.
There's no squirrels in GTA.
I remember the original.
Yeah, I don't want that kind of heat.
They're afraid of PETA.
I remember the original Twisted Metal. You were allowed to kill the dogs. They were like running across the street, and you just couldn't hit them.
You just couldn't hit them.
I didn't get it.
Well, anyway, dogs are great.
Yeah, but I couldn't. I didn't get it as a kid. I was like, why can't I? I keep missing it. I think I just can't get this.
God. You're a mean little kid, bro. You
that's the signs of a serial
He saw his grandfather helicopter a cat, and it changed him forever.
Well, no, I mean, like, eventually in Twisted Metal, you killed everything. Like, I wanted to get the dog, and then I just couldn't do it.
God,
why have the dog in there?
I used to just play endless hours of Twisted Metal. Like,
I would definitely drive around and try and hit everyone. I don't know how to do it.
Hours of Twisted Metal.
I would definitely be in the middle of like a gunfight with another car, and then I'd be like, "Oh, there's a guy on the street! Bow!"
Remember when like bots were a thing? Like you used to fucking like relish killing the bots.
I miss bots.
Like, that's what I mean. Like,
I hate people in Twisted Metal.
I don't even know if I had endless. I can't even tell you how many endless hours I played at Twisted Metal.
Oh yeah,
fighting the computer cars,
just playing alone.
Like just kill.
Let me ask
trying
you guys.
Trying to kill a fucking Spectre. Like,
let me
just
ask you guys
that
this one.
Around.
Everybody had one that they absolutely hated when you showed up on the board because they were always random. Mine was definitely Warthog. Like, if
no,
I saw him,
Spectre.
I'd be like, I gotta take out Warthog.
I almost
first.
Always was Warthog, so that wasn't my problem.
I was Mr. Grimm.
I was a Grimm man.
I was a Deadkill or a Warthog.
Grimm was always really, really good when he was a computer. Anyone who played as Grimm was always awful.
He's too weak.
Again, I was
strong,
always.
Strong power,
I was
but Grimm
because I would take out my opponent, and then I just jet around the board, circle, circle.
If you were
good
at driving, you could
power.
Be Grimm. I was too shitty of a driver, so I took the armor. I took Warthog and Roadkill.
I rolled his Hammerhead, and I killed Grimm real quick. Like once I
Hammerhead was another one I got to take out immediately. As Grimm.
If you were any of the, if you were Grimm, you had to take out the big,
armored.
Big
you got to take out anything armored.
Yeah.
Kill bitch I remember always was Axel.
Spectre.
That was
Axel.
That was in number two.
Spectre was weak as fuck.
Spectre's shit was
Crimson. Crimson Dawn or Crimson. Just Crimson.
At least the first one, Spectre's missile could shoot through walls and shit.
And like, it was seeking.
Yeah. That was Full Metal, my brothers.
But Crimson was weak. Like, soft.
No, he was a regular car. He was average. He was like Mario in that shit. He was pretty average. He was
fast. Fair enough. He was the Mario
Crimson
of that
was
game.
Like a Ferrari.
No, he was like a Mustang or whatever. He's a sports car.
It's some little white sports
car. But he was
guy.
Quick. He had average armor. His weapon was pretty good.
He's a window shopper.
His weapon was boss. His weapon was one of the best weapons. It was a heat-seeking missile. Like,
that went through walls.
It went through walls. Yeah. Like, it was one of the best weapons. It just wasn't that strong. But it was good.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't
the best. Was Grimm's, but you had it. It was hard to target.
It went so straight, and you couldn't really like line it up too well because if anyone like hit you, you were fucked up.
In all the other ones, they made it like a flaming skull.
I mean,
but in the first one, I actually liked the face laughing at you. Like it was just some dude's face.
No, it was a skull, wasn't it?
No, it was like a dude guy's face with flames around it.
Yeah, random laughing like
it was a soul.
Yeah.
That's
well, I mean,
it was
supposed to be.
So. That's what it's supposed to be. Yeah.
He's the only one who really changed his story, too. He's a Vietnam vet at one time.
That was Black.
Yeah,
Black was my favorite.
On the first one,
Black
he had something to do with, like,
he was the Grim Reaper, and he wanted Calypso.
He wanted Calypso's soul. Yeah. The second one, he was a Vietnam vet. And then
the second one, he was still
Black,
a Reaper.
Black, he was,
and he was forced into cannibalism and shit.
Yeah, that was really, really cool. And that's why he actually wore a skull. It wasn't
the skull of his friend that he ate.
Yeah, it wasn't a skull that his head wasn't a skull like Skeletor. It was a skull that he put on.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool. And he ended up wanting to.
Yeah,
I'm surprised there's not been a guy. When was the last Twisted Metal? It's been like a couple of years.
No, it was last year.
They just
last summer.
One.
Oh, really?
Last spring, around this time actually.
Oh, okay.
It was fun. A little forgettable.
It was all right.
Anyway, on to Injustice. The full roster's out. I got the full roster in front of me. I'm going to name them. All right. And,
do good guys first or bad guys first?
I put them in groups of a good guy, bad guy, but it's good guy to... The story's so convoluted that Superman's like a bad guy and Harley Quinn's a good guy. So I didn't do it like that. I put it in groups of only what people would know as good guys. Like Superman's a bad guy, for example... But I put him in the good guy category.
All right, just to say that.
For the podcast. Yeah. I'm explaining it too much. We got Batman. We got Robin, who's Nightwing, really.
Nightwing? All right, that's cool.
It's not
Robin.
Exactly Robin. Yeah.
Well, it's better than Robin.
Yeah, we got the Flash, who... Yeah, the Flash is back.
Nice.
We got Cyborg.
Cool.
We got Green Arrow.
Very cool.
Superman. Mm-hmm. Raven from the Teen Titans.
Was happy to see her in there.
Captain Marvel.
Shazam.
Wonder Woman.
Wait, Captain Marvel?
Shazam,
is that...
yeah.
Yeah, Captain Marvel. He looks like Superman, but he's in a red suit with a big lightning bolt.
Okay.
Oh.
He's the kid. Billy turns into a... Billy Batson. Yeah, he yells out Shazam and then kicks
into a big dude.
Okay.
Hawk Girl's in it.
That was a weak day around the DC people. Like,
what?
Hawk Girl?
No.
Shazam?
Yeah. Shazam wasn't originally DC. He was purchased.
Yeah.
A lot of history.
By Marvel, I imagine?
No.
Oh. No, by DC. No, he was an independent that was purchased by DC.
It was like a Harvey Comics or something.
Yeah, Harvey Comics was...
But they bought him because of his resemblance to Superman, and they didn't want the competition.
So he's in the game. He's in the game.
What competition?
There's Hawk Girl.
Back in the day,
there's Green Lantern.
Yeah.
And there's Aquaman.
Okay.
Is there any waterboards? Because he seems like Vega.
There is one. Where you have to jump in the pool behind. They actually showed a video of his special move where he... calls forth this typhoon and like sharks start biting at you. It looks pretty cool. It seems like it's the new 52, which without getting too comic booky on everybody, because we all around here enjoy the hell out of comic books too, but the Aquaman new 52 is a cool Aquaman.
And if you follow Jason Mewes, aka Jay from Jay and Silent Bob on Twitter, all he tweets about is how he only plays as Aquaman. I think he just finds it funny.
What? The
In Injustice.
Oh, he has the game ready?
They're sponsoring the game. And,
All right. I'm like, damn, like he already has that shit?
Yeah, they get shit that we don't.
Yeah, they're famous.
Yeah.
Semi.
Famish.
Anyway, the bad guys, we got Joker. Everyone saw him coming.
Major plot and point.
Lex Luthor, I imagine.
Lex Luthor's in there, of course. Mm-hmm. Solomon Grundy.
Who looks sick.
Isn't that fucking like British claymation thing?
No.
Solomon Grundy?
Yeah. Oh, you're thinking of... No, he's thinking of the dog and the...
Yeah.
I don't see where that even comes into play.
The what?
Solomon Grundy,
on
a lighter side, it would be funny if Wallace and Gromit were just thrown into the world.
If they show up, kudos to you. Catwoman's in it. Doomsday is in it. Sinestro's in it.
I was psyched when I saw Sinestro.
I think
Sinestro.
I saw... what's that guy who killed Superman?
He just said it.
It's terrible names to these people.
Yeah. That's a perfect name.
Sinestro,
for a
I'm interested. Why were you psyched up to see him when he seems like he's just going to be a Green Lantern bite off? Hopefully he's not.
He's an awesome. Do you read Green Lantern?
Yeah.
He's an awesome villain on the show. I mean, in the comics. And they've never used him in anything.
You know what I'm hoping? I'm just hoping that they said that each character got 6 months dedicated to just them. So I'm hoping that the two teams didn't talk to each other. You know?
Somebody getting smothered with a pillow?
Is someone rubbing their microphone upon their shirt?
I'm having mic trouble. Sorry, guys.
Wasn't distracting at all.
Okay. Black Adam.
Quite a gale out there.
Black Adam's, that's cool. He's never been used in anything.
Yeah.
He's Captain Marvel.
He's Captain Marvel.
Originally, he was going to be played by The Rock in the movie, but they canceled it.
Because it was Black Adam.
The Captain Marvel movie?
The Rock.
That would have been good.
The pitch was The Rock, and then it's like, okay, all the movie studio execs had their ears perked up.
Yeah, I'm in on The Rock.
They're like,
I'm like
Black Adam. They're all ball like, you know,
actually,
right back
if you ever want, there's a great animated DC movie called Superman versus Black Adam.
It was very good.
It's really cool.
It starts off, Superman punches that guy out of the universe. And there's
I actually watched it in a casino on my iPhone, which is a weird story. But
it takes all movie for Black Adam to get on Superman's radar. And then
again, this is beautiful ignorance of a guy who has no idea what the character is.
He doesn't even know who he is.
Judge blindly.
Right. As far as he's concerned, African-American dude named Adam.
One quick little thing. Just tell me why Black Adam's of noteworthy. Noteworthy at all.
Because he's pretty powerful. They were going to have The Rock playing, for God's sakes.
They were going to.
Yeah. Dude, they were going to have The Rock playing.
Right.
He's legit.
Rock played a Tooth Fairy, whatever. Right? Like,
you don't just get The Rock to play. Listen,
The Rock didn't play him, first of all. Let's not say
The
Rock
In the story
played.
Of your life, The Rock won't be signing up, Brian. Let's put it that way. Bane's in the game.
That's
he,
awesome.
He looks
cool. Movie Bane or like old school luchador?
Old school giant.
Luchador?
Yeah.
Only they
Black
changed
white
his
beater.
Mask to look like a skull now. Pretty cool looking.
Yeah, they gritted him up. They gritted him up.
It's got like stitches. They make like a grin.
I've seen it before.
I have all the character pictures. I'll show you afterwards.
Now, I got all these. They didn't have a list online, so I actually paused it and checked out the roster while they were showing.
I have a feeling I know where you're going with this. The two that weren't listed?
Well, Ares is one. I recognized Ares, which was a Wonder Woman character.
Oh, major.
God of War.
I thought you meant the God of War.
Oh,
it is God of War.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman's Greek mythology.
Yeah.
Like straight, like they don't even like pretend like it's not. Like
no.
It's all.
Wait, Wonder Woman fights Athena Greek gods?
No, that's the basis of her origin. Patron is Athena.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
She's from the island Themyscira of the Amazon.
I don't know that about
her. She calls upon people.
Now here's
she
my
calls
thing.
Upon gods like
Wonder
know,
Woman has a, you know, the land of the Amazons, and she like she has the whole Greek gods backstory.
Right.
When did Invisible Jet come into play?
Oh, that was
in the future.
That was because back then they didn't know what to do.
Right.
Wonder Woman was actually conceived just because the guy who created him really liked bondage porn. And he needed a character. That's why she has a lasso.
Well, also, back then, they were like, two people can't fly. That's already Superman's deal. And then,
but she can fly, just sitting down.
Well, it's like an invisible airplane.
If you ever watch a cartoon, which this is not a cartoon podcast, but if you ever watch this cartoon, half the time she's flying around, half the time she does have that jet. I don't know why she's got it. But
because it saves a lot in animation to just have her like.
I guess. Well, she had Batman. She had Batman in the particular instance I'm talking about.
Okay.
And Killer Frost is in it, which
Killer
I was excited
Frost, that
about.
Was kind of cool that she made the cut. She's
AKA
never
Sub-Zero. Is
pretty much your Sub-Zero character.
And there was one person, just one person. I was like, who is that? And I was ashamed of myself for not knowing.
Who?
Oh, I know who you missed.
Who?
Deathstroke?
No. Deathstroke.
Did
I recognize Deathstroke. I didn't name him yet. Deathstroke's great. He's always in the game. He was in the last...
He was in DC versus Mortal Kombat.
She just put Destro in.
Deathstro from...
Deathstroke's badass.
G.I. Joe.
If anybody watches Arrow, do you guys watch Arrow? Deathstroke's a major villain in
the show. But...
I was sullied on the WB after Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I went on expecting the actual movie, and I was like, oh, man, they're taking it seriously?
You're the only guy on Earth who prefers the movie to the show. The show with the hardcore following in the movie
everyone
forgot
about.
Did you
like the show?
Some of it. I didn't go through
the
whole
thing. It's not actually a terrible show.
I didn't watch
it,
but they got
considered.
Me back with Smallville.
That went on forever without
it's
him
still
flying.
I'm pretty sure it's still
did
on.
Did he fly like the last episode?
Oh, no, Supernatural still. Episode. All right, we shouldn't talk about any of this.
So who's the guy we missed here?
I don't know. Some guy with his crazy-ass witch helmet. Like he looks almost like the Witch King from...
I'm going through my list, and I don't see anybody with that description.
You don't see the picture?
No, I got my list of characters.
Oh, you don't have a picture.
Show him the guy.
And I
can't. I don't have a picture.
I went on the official Injustice
site.
I'm so
much of a comic dude that I just looked at him. I was like, that's Batman. That's Aquaman. That's, you know, Ares I even recognized.
I got Bane, Batman, Cyborg, Doomsday, Flash. Yeah, everyone you mentioned.
Whatever, there's
here.
A mystery character.
Good. I hope it's like someone weird.
Hopefully there's some unlockable dudes.
Now, I have a list of characters that I wish were in here.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Yeah. Actually,
like
that was going to be my second to next question.
No, he's
not.
Oh, who's that Hellboy-esque guy that killed Wolverine in the...
Lobo.
Yeah, Lobo.
Hopefully
he's not Hellboy-esque at all, but I would take him in a minute.
Yeah, Lobo. Yeah.
Anyway,
he kinda looks
man.
Like him.
My first question for everyone was, when you first unwrap this game, who's going to be your first person? Who's going to be your go-to you want to try out?
Well, I already messed with Bane on the demo, so probably... I'm sorry, Batman.
You definitely haven't?
I already messed with Batman on the demo, so I would go Bane.
Bane?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll give you one guess, knowing what I like.
You're going to go with the Joker.
Harley Quinn?
Of course.
I would probably also pick the Joker.
The Joker's going to have such a tricksy set, and...
He's going to be the coolest character.
He's going to be such a complicated, hard character.
He's the Rick...
Probably.
He's like the Ric Flair of that game. Bro.
Which will make him the best.
He's going to be one of those characters where he's going to have a gun that can come out, either do like 50% damage or nothing.
He's the guy...
Remember when you couldn't lose with Ric Flair?
Poking in the eyes, stomping the
face. But Joker's the guy who's going to have the, of course, your obvious knives and guns, and then he's going to like pull out something funny and hit you with like a salami. Or,
yeah.
I don't know how they're going to go with it.
Electrocute you.
Like you're even for the meat cleaver, then he just takes
exactly.
The building.
I think my first, after giving him a lot of thought, it would either be Bane or I think Raven might.
Raven might be fun.
I would also
cool.
Pick
that's so
the guy
Raven.
That killed Superman. I would pick Doomsday, him because he would probably be hardcore.
Dude, that's so Raven of you.
Do we know if Raven has to stay or stupid magic words every time she does it?
I hope not because they get long. But
I hope not.
I mean, realistically,
you don't know who Raven is.
No, I don't know. But I'd be like Bane or Doomsday. Would be, I think most people would like
Doomsday is actually in the demo. If you play single player, he's the last person.
Now,
you
does
face.
He come out in his full suit or he come out just like all looking
the
with
man
all
the is butt booty naked?
He's not a suit, isn't he? Made of rock?
No,
yeah,
cause, no
pretty
no.
much.
When he first
made
came
of
out,
stone?
When he first came out, he had a green jumpsuit with goggles. So you couldn't know what
no,
he looked like.
No, he doesn't do that.
No, he's going to come out full bones.
Okay, but on retrospect, it would be cool. The more and more you beat him up, the more and more you see of him.
Yeah, and
that
would that be
would
cool.
Be cool. That would be cool.
I would actually be
that's
behind.
The one
except
thing
that,
in the demo,
except that
not
if you were
going to
do that,
damage.
He wouldn't be beatable. Because he would just get stronger. Isn't that his deal? Like, the more he gets beat up, the stronger he gets. Isn't that why Superman couldn't kill him? Like, if you go back 15 years when Superman died?
I thought his power was that he was...
What they did in this game is, somewhere in the story, they're going to explain, they made a point of writing this down, that they're going to explain why Batman could go toe-to-toe with Superman. So there's going to be some sort of evening factor for everybody.
Fair enough.
I thought Doomsday's
not going to have any overpowered.
I thought Doomsday's power was that he can knock Superman so silly that it spawned off in the four lesser comics.
It's basically that the two of them can't die, but what's his name gets stronger as he gets whooped.
Yeah. I mean, going a little.
Except
that was his secondary power. His first power was remaining relevance for so many years.
He's still around.
He killed Superman. Yeah. Come on, like it's like.
But he didn't kill him. He had him in like a cage.
Yeah, but it's like
it's
like Oswald though. It's like he only did one thing in his life.
The,
right?
The story of the death of Superman was he beat him so bad, but Kryptonians apparently don't die. They go into a healing state.
Yeah, I remember.
It's ridiculous.
I love the next comic book series. Like, which one is it? Is it the obviously black one, the kid, or the robot?
The robot? Cyborg?
Watch something funny. There's a video by Max Landis, who was the writer of Chronicle.
Yeah.
He does a video called Death and Return of Superman, where he goes through the whole thing, and he has it poorly reenacted.
There was also ambiguously gay Superman with sunglasses.
No, that was...
Superboy.
It was just Superman, except that he had, like... some driving goggles on. It was like, which one is it?
It's
like,
jean jacket.
Is it that one with the little visor on? Yes, it's probably that guy.
Yeah. But yeah, he's not going to end up a cyborg for the rest
Maybe
of the
game. Maybe it's not the half-robot one?
Is it black?
The robot, he's not all of a sudden black? Is
it
the robot, the kid, the Destro, or fucking... It's obviously the one who just has a pair of fucking goggles on.
Quick question. Which one, and I'll go around the room, starting with Max, because I know he's got something to say. Okay. Which DC character would you like to see either be a downloadable content in the future or hopefully they're unlocked?
He would not like to see any of that character be a downloadable content.
Yeah. Oh, no. Free downloadable
content. No. To be fair, I know I got a bad rep on this, but I downloaded like every Mortal Kombat 9 character.
Not for nothing, but this is a pretty beefy roster. If they come out like 4 months from now with four new downloadable characters, you can't even deny.
I came up with a list I would like to see, and they're a little more obscure. So, Ryze, you got to help me out here and see if you recognize these names.
I'll recognize them.
As the comic guys. I wouldn't mind a little Zatanna.
Of course.
I wouldn't mind a little bit of the Red Hood.
Wait. Is there anyone with magic in the game? Zatanna's magic.
Yeah, I believe it's magic.
Raven.
Raven's magic.
She'd have to be similar. Well, it's dark magic. Maybe she'd just have like that playful little magic she does or whatever.
Red Hood. Jason
Red Hood,
Todd.
I don't think we're going to see because Batman and Robin are already in it.
Now to get a little more obscure, all know Swamp Thing. He's DC.
Yeah, Swamp Thing would be awesome.
He's a DC character.
It's not going to happen.
He's fought Batman before, man.
I would like to see V for Vendetta.
Also DC, but technically Vertigo. So
not going to happen.
Like I had on my list here, Constantine.
Commissioner Gordon?
Character. No, but I do have
the
Alfred.
The commish would be so sick.
I have Alfred.
Gordon
I'd play.
I got to see Gordon calling a raid on someone.
So many like characters I've heard before. Like
I just don't know DC enough, but
Black
the guy I know.
Adam?
Yeah. Like,
but like, how come there's no like Lobos or...
Lobo
like,
would make my list.
Is Lobo DC?
Yeah.
But he killed Wolverine, you were saying?
It was an amalgamage where they all
but
fought
in,
each other.
In general, he was a pretty
and
cool
it was really
character.
Just a giant pat on the back for each other. Like,
yeah, pretty much. They did the combined universe.
Like no one could touch Spider-Man, no one could touch Superman.
Yeah.
Wolverine and Batman became one guy called Darkclaw.
Yeah.
Wow. It was pretty 90s and ridiculous. But my two top picks for guys I'd like to see, and I doubt you guys are going to know what it is, but Etrigan the Demon.
Yeah. All right. Now, would you like to see him? He is a kind of like a Doctor Strange, for people who know him a little that turns into the giant demon.
He's a dude named Jason Blood.
He's almost like a werewolf.
His little chant, and he turns into a demon from hell. I would like to.
Would you like to see both of them in it, or just?
I want that to be his intro. He comes out as Jason Blood, and he says, "Gone, gone, the form of man, rise the demon Etrigan," and then boom.
Wouldn't like to see that his B button move, which B button is the one that changes people.
Jason Blood sucks. I want it Etrigan.
Well, maybe he's firing mystic whatever crap at you, and then all of a sudden you get to turn into Etrigan, and it's more feral,
maybe
physical.
Maybe. I just think it'd be cooler just
Etrigan's
cut
cool.
the bullshit, make it Etrigan.
Etrigan's cool.
And the other one was Atrocitus, the Red Lantern.
Okay.
Who's a powerhouse big dude who's powered by hate and rage.
Again.
So he's the opposite of the...
Yeah, well...
Sinestro
every color.
Is fear. He eats on fear. That's technically the opposite of the courage. Yeah, but they're not going to bring in another Lantern, I don't think.
There's a reverse but Flash. I love it.
Yeah.
He's super slow.
Stupid. he's just slow. You know what his skill is? He wears yellow.
No, I'm just saying. I just was asking if this was like the reverse Green Lantern.
No, there's every color has a ring in the Green Lantern.
But those are truly reverse. Reverse Flash is not really reverse because he would just be slow as
No, it just means
I thought Reverse Flash is coming back towards Flash goes towards the future. Reverse Flash comes towards the past. No?
I don't really remember.
I'm not
100%
details, positive if it's, but I would like to see the Monarch. That'd be cool.
No,
from Venture Brothers.
From Venture Brothers.
That's definitely not gonna
that
happen.
Would be awesome.
Sold, actually.
Yeah, I'd be in big time on the Monarch.
And Brock.
And Brock Sampson.
A legit answer.
I'd be bigger in on the Monarch. Like,
and his special movies just cowers and goes, "You dick."
Yeah. my favorite line from that show, by the way, Venture Brothers, would be if in his special move he hit somebody and he's like, "Eat a dick, Sampson." I'd like to see Beast Boy. I'd like to see him
that
change
is a,
into like
great choice.
I'd like to see him change into an ape and like change it to like a swarm of bees. Like,
I would love to play Beast Boy.
Yeah,
that'd be so
I'd
much
like
fun.
To see Beast Boy involved.
They're into a gorilla and a rhino and a T-Rex.
Yeah. DC. Seems
I'd
like
to get all gorilla.
I'm just surprised they don't have more Batman, like Scarecrow and
Clayface, Catwoman.
What's that, Brodus or Brod? No, what's that guy's name?
Clayface.
No.
Brodus?
Brodus?
That's not his name. Something. Hey, he's got like a, he's got a literate an alliterative name.
What's
it's like
his,
a Batman
Edward
bad boy.
Yee,
what's his power?
I don't know, man.
What's he look like?
Look, he's obviously.
We can walk you through this.
I can help you. I'm here
maybe
to help.
You
sure you could, but no, I don't know.
He obviously
the famous Batman villain Brodus.
Think of that wrestler, right? That's what I'm thinking of. But no,
they got enough Brodus Batman characters. Though. They got Batman, Robin. They got. Joker, Harley, they got Bane.
That's true. They got a ton of Batman characters.
Yeah,
not,
yeah but
not,
like
Brodus isn't going to make Catwoman. It in.
I just feel like so much Batman. I feel like so much DC. To me, so much of DC is Batman.
Because that's what makes me happy about this game is they're branching out.
I was surprised we didn't.
That's
more
true.
Superman.
Introduce people to more characters.
I was surprised Brainiac didn't make it.
What about Darkseid?
Brainiac, like there's a guy I've heard
Darkseid
of.
Darkseid is that's a
I
great
get,
point.
I
what
have
the
a
fuck is Darkseid?
Yeah, Darkseid. That's what I've heard of. Why is
he may be the boss battle.
The like the final boss.
Oh, guess who's behind the whole thing? Darkseid.
Right. He's the only one powerful enough.
I hope not. I hope it's just somebody weird. Well, where's Martian Manhunter, by the way?
They never give him any love.
Realistically, it should just be Thanos, and he captured the gauntlet again.
Darkseid is just the DC Thanos. So.
Or like none of the Watchmen. Isn't that DC?
No.
Yeah, that's
universe.
Not really like a linear thing with Justice League.
Oh, but like you said Swamp Thing before. I would like to see V for Vendetta. That'd be sweet.
Well, they're also non-canonical to the DCU. It's but I wouldn't mind a DLC Rorschach. That being said,
they're not going to break character like that much, I don't think.
Well,
I don't
Mortal
think
Kombat
9
had Freddy Krueger.
Right.
I'm sure Freddy Krueger has movies coming out.
Like a Plastic Man.
Plastic Man.
Plastic Man.
He was on
good,
my list.
Plastic Man would be a good one. Would
what's,
be interesting, like
what's
Dolls
his deal?
In.
What do you think it is?
Is he's made of plastic?
He's like stretchy. Mr. Fantastic. He's their version of
is plastic stretchy all of a sudden?
In DC's like, universe. That's
one,
that's one of the like six guys I know. Right?
I would say out of like all my top materials, plastic would definitely be one of my more solid materials and not stretchy.
You think he'd be rubber man?
Yeah, something better than plastic. Plastic, you can melt him. He could suffocate you.
I smell funny when heated.
All right. Anyway,
he'll keep
I'm
water.
Toxic when I'm burned. Don't you burn me to death.
Moving on. The new Xbox has been announced to only work when it's online.
Stupid move.
That's
why?
Bullshit.
Why the fuck
it's basically all it does is now, really.
No.
But that's look, right. You're incorrect. You can play games now with that. If, right. if what he's right. saying is basically you can if you're
what if,
if
you
your
get
internet drops?
My Wi-Fi drops.
Yeah. I live in New York City. You know how often my Wi-Fi drops? Like right. fucking every other 8 minutes.
Yeah. You're screwed
like,
then.
I'm not having a, I'm not even going to buy the new Xbox.
Now, what
if
the what if the SimCity debacle happens with Xbox now? What if their servers get overloaded and they go down
and they, yeah,
nobody can play?
And nobody can ever play. Like
there was too many fake natural disasters in the fucking...
Oh, so a bunch of people went to go buy it because they were excited about it. The servers couldn't handle it.
And, it
and now basically you have a game that's unplayable.
Right.
Right.
I mean...
And then you're
going
to have a
like
system. You're going to spend $450 on something that's going to become
obviously,
dead technology
imagine,
one day later.
Every game you have, gone.
I'm thinking that they're definitely, when the new Xbox comes out, they're definitely going to have servers at least comparable to the Xbox Live. They know how many accounts they have. But at the same time, why would they do it other than what I'm thinking is the
that,
used game?
Why are they
have a lot of balls. Like, they already have the whole internet multiplayer subscribership market cornered, they should just let it ride.
Right,
They should let it ride. What they're gonna do is they're gonna open the door that is not open for PlayStation. They're gonna open the door for PlayStation that's not open now, because PlayStation, I heard, wants to pay for subscribers. And people are gonna
Yay!
Do it. Yeah, okay.
It
sounds shitty now, but right, you get a right to complain. And if Xbox just straight doesn't work because all of a sudden the system crashes.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Then
like,
what?
That shit will last probably as long as it takes the first kid to hack it. And then, like.
Well, that's another thing. I don't trust any of the cloud bullshit. Yeah. It's so easily hacked.
Right. I don't like it.
Like, I'm not going to say I don't. Look, I mean, obviously, right, there's the small parts to it, but...
With the iPhones, remember they were only AT&T, and then the kids started hacking it, and then now they're on every server? It'll probably be like that. First year, you know, it'll be only online, and then the kids will hack it,
but
and then they'll be like, okay.
Yeah, but they're not going to...
You're going to talk shit until people have your credit card information and shit. Like,
right. Well, that already happened with PlayStation.
Until you fuck with somebody in the wrong game, and they hack your account and delete every save game. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Again, that could kind of happen... That could kind of happen now. What I'm more concerned about...
Well, PS3 had that happen to him.
No, because
right. PS3 had happened. Exactly, right, and you're going
to
turn...
You know why it doesn't happen to me? Because I'm not logged on all the time. I just unplug my fucking thing, and I'm good.
I think your account is held somewhere in a database.
Well, they can delete all they want on the cloud, because I don't save shit to the cloud. It's all on my hard drive.
Yeah, right. Me too. I don't use the cloud. I just use my hard drive. Like, they can't erase my hard drive.
I think is more linked up to the fact that they don't want us buying used games.
I heard EA and Activision are looking to do monthly subscriber fees to play their games.
EA's been looking for that.
Now, question. What percentage... They're doing this to stop pirating. That's their big plan here.
Yeah, how much,
stop
how
pirating
are video
and
games,
games
pirated that bad?
Yeah. No, they're doing it because they're butthurt that
are
GameStop
really?
Makes more money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But what
on, like, modded shit?
What percentage of gamers do you think are using modded... like? Pirated games.
I don't know. Only homos mod. Like, what's the point? It's not even that fun. What are you mod? Are you defensive? Like,
no. But I'm saying, like, you like, let's say you're not a huge online player, right? like Mr. Max Barracuda over here.
Thank you.
And dude, you can get
Mister.
You can get every game on your Xbox. Just every game, any game comes out, just as long as you don't play it online, because they'll send a bullet to your shit and reset it.
Nah. I don't see people.
For Max Maracuda, that'd be the perfect deal for
it's
him.
It's not like back in the 90s with
man.
Cable.
That's a different modding, though. Then that's not the online. That's not the shit where people are going online and fucking around. I don't care what people do with
my
their
point
own.
No, you can mod games and like cheat on them, but we're talking about people modding their Xboxes to have any game they want.
Yeah, but my point is,
we
got four guys
doing this,
who play
mean?
A lot of games at this table.
Right.
How many of us have a modded system that
pirate
games?
I had a modded PS.
All right, but
no, actually, I didn't have a modded, but I stuck that paper. I did that paperclip trick on my PS2 and broke it.
Right,
but
that's the paperclip.
And broke it
that's
beyond
different.
Repair. It's
but
like
I know like four or five people that have that. I can get
what
one
I'm
if I wanted
is
to.
The percentages are probably way off. But the amount of people that you're going to turn off by having a 24-hour online system. It's the same amount that it was being pirated.
It's
more
definitely going to compare
than what's being pirated.
Yeah,
I think people will just adapt
right.
to it.
He's right. No, I don't think so.
It's paranoia. It's them being greedy and paranoid. About
it's too much. It's bullshit. If I lose internet, I can't use my system. Why do I pay $450 for this?
Yeah, right now, you're doing the same thing. Basically,
has everybody
I'll
heard
just use
this,
the computer?
Has
I can
everybody
get
heard?
Because at the end of the day, I'll be able to download this shit on the computer for free eventually.
Has everybody heard this story about the Xbox employee, the high up? I forget exactly what he was coming out with on his Twitter.
No,
saying. He's been making fun of the gaming community a little bit, going, my vacuum won't work without electricity, so I'm going to sell my vacuum. And
oh, fuck
and,
him.
Yeah.
That's not even a comparison.
Not, right, that's what I'm saying.
That's the most fucking...
He came out with that, and then he actually came out and told the and I quote, deal with it.
I mean, Microsoft's been grimy for years. Nobody's surprised. I don't think everybody, I'm an adamant... avid Xbox fan. I got rid of my PS3, even though it's the better system. I'll admit freely that it's the better system. It just doesn't have the better games.
We all do.
It just doesn't have the better games at the end of the day. I'm not even going to buy the new Xbox if they try to pull this shit.
No,
not even
going to
buy it.
I
don't want it. I can't justify that money.
As a follow-up to the Twitter thing,
I work
at
retard.
That,
no dough.
That,
can't
what's
justify
it called?
It.
I really
Larry Herbig, the Xbox Live liaison, Major Nelson came out and said, look, this guy's a jerk. We don't know why he came to Twitter. So Xbox can't really be blamed for this one asshole, but still.
So dick move.
He's kind of saying what they're saying around the office, I would imagine.
Right. Like, did he get silenced? Is he gone from Xbox? I'm sure he's not.
No, but so. he's been pee-pee slapped, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I think that people are going to make a stink about it, and it's going to come out. It's going to be really awesome, and they'll just forget about it real quick.
No, I don't think so.
Until they can't play their games. They'll forget about it until they can't play their games.
Internet shit doesn't drop that much. Like,
what if my,
you're crazy. My internet drops all the
fucking
time.
He lives in the city, drops all the time. Mine drops all the time, just in a basement.
Well, let's put it this way. How about this? I go down to visit my mother, and I decide all the time. I decide to bring a one-player game and play that in my room while you know, with my wife.
Why does it need to be online?
And kids are out with them. You know, they're doing girly stuff.
One odd instance, then you'll be screwed.
That's not an odd instance. People travel with their Xboxes all the time. Yeah. You've done it your whole life. Like, you're going
to
talk that shit, but I've known you.
To the point, my girlfriend lives in the mountains. That internet,
it doesn't even get internet.
Is spotty at best.
Yeah.
Look, they don't like Vermont.
Or Colorado or anywhere in the Appalachians or the Rockies.
Because it's probably going to be awesome.
It's bad strategy.
But am I not going to be able to play the games? Fuck them.
That's a shit strategy. You can't. Is it a rumor or that's definitive, though?
Pretty solid.
Bad move. Microsoft.
That's a bad move.
It's a greedy.
They've been greedy, though, but they've been grasping for money.
Because they don't really make money.
And now that they lost,
off of the Xbox.
I mean, yeah.
I said it before on a previous podcast. They're sitting in the lead. They're a little too comfortable. PlayStation 2 definitely came into this. They need to remember PlayStation 2 came into this in the lead. And they were sitting pretty, and Xbox 360
PlayStation
shot
fucked
them
up
off.
So bad
That's
on there.
They
they fucked their online up. Yeah,
right.
The PS3 they fucked up first by giving it an $800 price tag on release, and then
was
having
seriously that much?
At the time it included a Blu-ray, which was super technology.
First of all, though, honestly, like I fucked up because I was one of the 9 idiots that bought that first PlayStation 3. Like, so really, though, that system was super legit. Like, I could play any PS1 game, any PS2 game. Like, the backwards, like, the new PS3 doesn't have that same backwards compatibility.
If I'm given the option between two comparable systems, and one is $500 and one is closer to a grand,
I agree.
The one that's $500 has a better multiplayer, better online system, better store.
No, the Xbox is worth the value in this generation.
Yeah.
In this generation. But if Xbox plays games and says you have to be online at all times, that's
I'll
stupid.
Splurge for a PlayStation.
Yeah, if the PlayStation's $100 more, it's like, okay, but it'll work.
They got to hope that PlayStation's not learning like a Jurassic Park Raptor, because they
right.
You know, they might just have learned
Clever
from their
girl.
Mistake.
Right, like they could have spent the last 8 years, because right, how long was this system?
This was a long system cycle.
From about 2005, I think. Remember 2005 Xbox came out? And
so that's
PS3
8 years.
Came out the next
so
year.
So it's 8 years.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Well, anyway,
so 8 years, you're talking about, they've had 8 years to fix PlayStation Network or whatever. You don't know what they're going to launch when
this new shit comes out. Definitely fun to talk about and speculation. We don't know enough about it yet. So I think we're just going to move on. There's nothing else we could say.
No,
about
it's
other
all
than
speculation.
Bad move.
It was a good conversation.
Yes.
It was. And I'm sure we'll continue at a bar one night. Mm-hmm. But next we're going to move on to my new favorite thing. It just started last week. We're going to do a quiz show every week. We're going to let people play along. We're going to do the Jeopardy style so that it gives players at home a little while to think about the question.
How are we working this exactly?
I'm going to ask you guys questions. First, there's 3 rounds and a bonus.
Okay.
Or a final A squad. And first round's 1 point. Second round's 2 points. There's 5 to 7 questions each round. And third round's 3 points, obviously.
Oh, you've given this some thought.
And the last one, you can bet your points. So let's roll on.
All right, let's
pop quiz, hotshot. Am I the meanest? So, yeah. And I'm going to kick that son of a bitch Bison's ass so hard that the next Bison wannabe is going to feel it.
Quiz time.
I enjoy that Giant Shock isn't saying it. He actually made those. That'll be it from now on.
To kick that son of a bitch Bison's ass so hard.
This one is, this quiz is totally taglines. For people who don't know what taglines are, they're the small little promo thing underneath the actual name of the game. For example, people who are familiar with the Ghostbusters franchise, their tagline was...
who are you going to call?
Who are you going to call?
I ain't afraid no ghost.
That was not the tagline.
That was this not.
Yeah, this could go two ways.
Just part of their song.
Really easy or psycho hard.
But I made it progressively. Progressively hard or easy.
Okay, how do we buzz?
Beep, beep. Raise your hand.
Raise our hands. Okay.
All right. No knocking over Mike Spears.
Can we make Jeopardy sound, maybe?
You have to make Jeopardy sound. All right. So round one, worth 1 point. We got five of them ready. You got to raise your hand. I don't know why you guys are hovering on. Hands on the table. Hands on the table.
They're on the table.
All right. Tagline. It's in the game. Giant Shot.
It's EA Sports, right?
You got it. We got one. Yeah, it's an easy. Oh, come on. Stop getting all butthurt from the first round. They're all easy on the first round.
What fun is it going to be if we can't shit talk?
And, oh, by the way, it's not series sensitive. It is game sensitive. So if you can't remember which installment of the series, keep that
hand
that lip button.
All right. So we can lose points. Can we go to negative?
You can.
Okay.
Sure. Finish the fight.
Halo 3.
Max. There you go.
Oh, nice.
All right. Number three. The world's largest army of superheroes is under your control. I'll give it a second for players at home. It was Max.
I'm not sure about it, but Marvel Ultimate Alliance?
You got it. Number one.
Okay.
I was going to say that should have game you like, Dan, the DC game.
Yeah, I wouldn't accept that. Anytime you say that shitty game you like, I'm not going to accept it. Okay. Number four. Behold Rapture.
Oh. Damn it. He got it.
His hand's going up. You have it locked under your other hand. He's got it on his desk ready to go. Max.
Bioshock.
There you go.
I was never going to get that one, man.
No.
It's rough.
That was the one I knew. Well, I knew EA.
Okay, here's a little one. These are all ones you can kind of figure out even if you didn't really remember it. Mm-hmm. To conquer his demons, to avenge his death, to seal his fate. Giant Shock's got it.
God of War?
You got it.
God of War. I didn't even play those shits, but as soon as he said fate, I was like, wait.
Kratos.
Yeah. Round two. There are seven questions in round
two. You want to... update the points.
Now these are deuce points. I have 0 points.
2 points.
Fuck you, Cap.
I'm saying the Dutch Guts.
Oh, all right. After round one, Dutch Guts has zero.
little timid with the hand raise. Yeah. That's your problem.
Giant Shock has two. Dutch Guts has goose egg. Max has three in a lead. And Dutch Guts has none. All right. Let's get the hands up. Well, on the table. Round two. Points are double. Evil is powerful, but courage is solid. Max.
Oh, it's got to be specific to the game.
Though. Yeah.
Fuck.
Ooh.
I'm going to go Metal Gear 4.
He's got it. Right. He's got it.
Nice.
He's got it. Super nice. He probably only figured that out because I'm lazy and I picked the last one.
Because one wouldn't have that tag. Mm-hmm. Two was Raiden. Three was Big Boss. Four had to be Snake.
Four, they were flaunting the fact that Solid was back.
Exactly. Right.
This one, one of my personal favorites. It's a little older. I'll give you guys that hint.
Oh. Right.
Yeah. waiting for a new beer. That's fine.
Drink. Thank you, sir.
Okay, one giant step on mankind. I'll always throw out a hint if absolutely no.
Now, quick question that related to gameplay. Do we lose points if we buzz in?
If you buzz in and it's not correct, you lose points.
Okay. Then I'm not.
All right, we're going to go five.
I have an idea.
I'm going to throw it out there. It was for Xbox. Xbox. It could have been for PS2. I'm sorry. It was that era, though.
I know it.
Oh, there you go.
Wait, say it again.
One giant
destroy all humans.
There you go.
Oh,
one giant.
I
would have
got that wrong.
On mankind.
I was gonna say.
Think?
I was gonna say Mars Attacks. The whole time I was like, not Mars Attacks. Mars Attacks. Like,
what were you thinking? Resistance.
I was either going Resistance or like I thought you might be throwing a curveball and it was like something weird like Shadow of the Colossus or something.
No, these are always going to be a little harder.
Yeah.
These are always going to be a little harder.
Great game, Shadow.
That was a good game. That was a good game. All right. Nothing is true. Everything is permitted. Okay, Max.
Assassin's Creed 2.
One.
Fuck.
Assassin's Creed 1.
Oh, shit.
We're losing points.
I thought that was Ezio's.
That's just 1 point or 2 points.
Let's do... right? Oh, what's...
Yeah, I think it's loss of... I, you know what? But by round three, you guys will be losing 3 points.
Yeah, it should just be a negative point, right?
Negative one point. Yeah. -1 point. I like it.
-1 point.
I like it.
Whatever you got to do.
That seems fair.
I knew the series, damn it.
I have 2 points. So, like,
all right, you know what? You lose 2 points if you get the series wrong. If you get the series right, you get 1 point.
Fair enough.
Don't say I'm not fair. You never know who you will run into next.
Sims. Sorry. No. Shit.
You know you gotta buzz in for that, right?
I raise my hand.
Under the new rules, Tiki loses both points. Yes.
He's at zero.
Back to goose egg.
He's at nil. At the Greek nil.
Okay, so what was it again?
You never know who you will run into next.
I'm not confident enough
with
my answer.
Keep in mind, the first round I made it easy. The second round I picked games that most... Well, no, I guess they could be hard. Anyway.
How about a clue?
I mention it all the time, this particular game.
I think I know it, but I don't know the specific one, so I'm...
Another clue?
Can we ring in twice? Because Diggy's hand was...
I know what it is.
He's got a sheepish grin.
I finally remember what it is.
Go for it.
Okay, you know what? You'll get a second chance. I'm going to make you lose 4 points if you don't get it.
Do I have to guess the right one?
Yeah. No, you have to get some.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I know the series.
There's not that many in the series.
There's only two in a stupid card game, but it's Kingdom Hearts. I just don't know which Kingdom Hearts it is. Kingdom Hearts.
Okay. He gets it because it was one.
Why would you yell at the Sims?
Because the Sims, you meet famous people,
see,
kind of.
I wouldn't have
you
gotten
never
that.
Know.
No, I thought it was. I thought it was like a. Like a Simpsons hit and run or some shit. Like a GTA.
That would have been a good one for
something you
for
actually
GTA,
run into people.
Okay, this one's an oldie, but a goodie.
I'm gonna miss this. I'm not gonna vote.
Have ye what it takes.
Fable.
Giant Shock.
Fable.
You lose two.
Bummer.
I'm gonna play coy because I'm in the lead.
That's bitch.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't respect that.
That and I have no idea.
Okay. 5, 4, 3.
We just don't know, bro.
Ocarina of Time.
Oh, fuck me.
Oh, good game.
I got...
Hey, look, Grass at Fable.
I got all my Zelda trivia lined up and shit.
I know you do. Well, do you have taglines in the trivia?
Nope.
Well, that's your bed.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Next.
That's why you said you did like a comprehensive Zelda study.
Yeah. It apparently wasn't all-encompassing, but comprehensive.
I didn't get the taglines. Fuck me, right?
Okay. Number 6. If the fear doesn't kill you, something will. It's up. It's up, Max.
Resident Evil? Two?
Okay. Okay, two. Two. He got it. It's two.
Are we on round four now?
No, we got one more in round two.
Okay.
You guys should definitely be able to get this one, so I want to see hands ready to go up. Some mountains are scaled, others are slain. Max.
My previous answer.
Hold on. Everyone at home, get us out. All right.
Shadows of the Colossus?
There you go.
Okay. Nice.
That was a cool catch line, too.
I knew what it was, but you already had your hand up before you even finished
fucking
it.
Fucking waiting for that one. I love that game.
That was a sick game.
Oh, yeah.
They should redo that game. If they did it with better... Like, it was good on PS2, but if they did that shit with like the graphics now, like,
oh,
can you imagine
me?
The battles?
I'd play nothing else.
I would, yeah.
That's a single-player game I can get behind. Unless, of course, they let me be a Colossus in one of your games. I could get behind that.
That would be dope.
It would be irritating, like catching a little mouse running around. I'd take it back. I wouldn't be it.
Depends. Like the water Colossus. Like, that motherfucker was such a pain in the ass.
The flying one?
The one that came in and out of the water.
Yeah, but imagine being him and you just get to swoop past Max a couple times.
That's what I mean. I'd kill that bastard. Like, yeah. All right,
round three.
I don't know how I beat that thing.
Round three are taglines, but they're system taglines.
System.
When the system first came out.
Okay.
They're worth 3 points. Now you're playing with power. Giant Shock's got
Super Nintendo?
You are negative one.
So he loses 3 points for that?
He
loses 1 point.
What do we got?
NES.
Regular Nintendo.
Now we're doing live in your world, play in ours.
I got it. Dreamcast.
Damn it. You are negative three. Well, you're negative one now.
We? I'm negative four.
You're negative four.
I think I know it, but I'm not sure, so I'm not going to buzz in.
You have 13 points. That's why I earned the negatives. What are you really
That's why I'm not buzzing in.
Anyway, PlayStation 2. No one remembers that?
I wasn't sure if it was PS1.
I'm sure I heard the logo, the logo before.
Okay. This one's
and logo.
This one's a two-parter because it was part of the same propaganda for when the system first came out.
Sega CD.
We're not doing that. Chuck, we're not airing shit. Okay, welcome to the next level.
Sega City.
You lose 1 point.
32X?
You don't get a second guess.
I'm just going to sit the rest of this shit out.
We're going to go for the second in the same clue. The second part of that was, does what Nintendo don't?
Oh, Commodore 64.
Max.
Genesis?
Yeah, Sega Genesis.
All right,
I remember the Nintendo.
At least I didn't get a vote or a guess in that.
The Commodore 64 was not going up against the Super Nintendo. See, if you had thought about it, for the people at home who are trying to deduce these, Nintendo must have already been an established franchise for that slogan to even be effective.
Well, Sega CD, what?
Sega CD was not going up against Super Nintendo.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. It came out like 1991.
It came out at the end of
Sega
Super Nintendo.
Went up against Super Nintendo.
All right, moving on. Keep this rolling.
Number four. Touching is good.
The Wii.
You lose another point. Giving the other contestants a clue.
I think I know it, but...
Of what company it's for?
We're not guessing.
Okay.
Well, I meant the Wii.
I got points to burn. Give it to me.
Okay.
DS.
He's got it. Okay. He's actually
the one with the touchscreen.
Putting some thought.
I meant to say Wii U. What I meant was like the Wii U, not the Wii. But I'm wrong.
Again, incorrect. Yeah. All right, we're going into one. This is a pretty famous one. I remember it specifically, and I remember why they did it. It's thinking.
It's thinking?
Yeah.
The PlayStation?
You lose another 3 points.
Is it Atari?
Wait. Is that your guess, Atari?
No.
No, what?
That shit definitely wasn't thinking.
That shit. What was that thinking? Anyone?
I'm sitting this out.
Why? Right. You're definitely going to win.
I'm on a cushy mattress of points right now.
All right.
I'm running
it
out
was,
one. I can't sacrifice my
It pop. Was the Dreamcast.
Damn it, I guess
and
that's so early
so
on.
Everyone, just so everyone remembers, the Dreamcast was so goddamn loud that they came out with that it's thinking thing so that people would think, oh man, you know. Like
it's not loading.
Yeah.
It's thinking.
It's thinking. All right, so at the end of round three...
But it's 22-1 to negative 4.
It is 17-1 to negative... No, that's negative 9. Diggy, having
it's
won...
A solid second place.
Is there
Giant a- Shock, is there what? What could save you?
I like to bet the right side of my hand.
And
sorry, it's fine.
And Max sitting there with about 12 points, and the viewers at home hopefully having better.
Is there another
22,
round?
22, buddy.
Oh, there's one. There's 22. I'm looking at it.
Yeah. So for Final Jeopardy, I bet nothing.
Okay. Well,
I bet one.
What we're actually going to do is, whose line is anyway? Where the points don't matter.
Bullshit.
No, but I want people to take this last Jeopardy seriously. The final one is going to be rough. If you guys think about it, think about how there's no... Just think about the era that something like this would be set in. It
Sega,
obviously...
Sega CD.
It's not even a system. That's not even a possible answer, dummy. You're the dumbest man. Next week, I'm going to have a spelling bee. I just totally rip you up.
You shouldn't have a spelling bee against us.
Yeah, Rice, I've read your emails. They're pretty bad.
Anyway, Think about the era. Think about the type of game that this alludes to. I picked this one on purpose.
Do we get like a full Jeopardy clue here?
Like, what are we supposed to answer a question?
No. Well, you just
you said whose line is that anyway? Am I supposed to
you get the tagline, but this is definitely going to be. You guys actually think about it, and you're each going to answer in turn. Max, for obvious reasons, I'll leave you last.
Okay.
Tagline: be the Grand Prix winner. Wait. We'll give it. We need to get to some of that music rolling.
I don't have that off the cusp.
All right. Well. All right. Diggy, what do you got?
Super Mario Kart.
No, there was no Grand Prix in that game. Giant.
Top Gear.
Top Gear is a TV show.
No, it's a Super Nintendo game. It's a racing game.
Oh, no. It's not.
No, I have no idea, so I'm going to say F-Zero.
No. Again, no. No winner.
What was it?
Well, it's a little game called Pole Position.
Oh, fuck.
I don't even know that.
That sounds like a porno.
No, it was like the first racer on Atari.
Oh, I never played
Atari.
That.
Atari?
I had
Pole Position. No one else had Pole Position?
I never did. No, I never heard of it.
Well, it was good.
I'm pretty sure I played it.
Fair enough. I just
my
never
grandmother's
heard of it.
House.
Come on, man.
Like, I'm really kind of shitty at racing games.
Throw,
I like played Forza
RC
2 a little
Pro-Am
bit.
RC Pro-Am out there. You're going to have a tagline from the 70s.
What was that game where you raced around in the four monster truck? Like
RC
Pro-Am. The off-road?
RC Pro-Am.
No, no. He's talking about the one in the arcade.
Off-road. Super off-road,
off-road
I'm talking about.
He's talking about off-road.
Well, is that the end of the game?
No, that's the end of the game. Right. At the end of the game... Diggy has a respectable one
on the board.
Giant positive.
Giant Shock has a shameful negative 9. And our winner, Max Barracuda, with 22 points.
That's why I make the big bucks.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Cheers.
Let's get cheers going. All right, moving away from Giant Shock's least favorite guy.
That was shit. I mean, that was shameful on so many. Not
I
just
answered
for you,
as many
just
questions
for you.
Did.
I'm not knocking you. I'm saying for me, too, it was shameful.
I thought it was fun.
We're going to go into a brief history of gaming, which we love here on the show. We love hearing about all things history. And today I'm going to give it to Max, and he's going to talk about Zelda.
Let's talk Zelda.
History of gaming.
I love it. I love it.
I especially love the use of the Doctor Who theme. All right, so I don't know how you want to phrase this, because I got a lot of Zelda here. I got some interesting facts. I got the timeline. What do you want to go for?
Wash it over me. I want drape it on me.
Okay,
like a lavish robe.
First thing I'm going to do is recommend to anybody who likes Zelda, there's a book out called The Hyrule Historia. I recommend you check it out. That's where the timeline came from, and it takes you through each step and introduces you to everything about Zelda. So I really don't know where to start with this. So I'm going to...
Start at Zelda 1.
Well, I'm going to break it down, I guess, in order of game from the timeline. So when the game was originally conceived by Miyamoto back in the 80s, it was actually planned on being a two-part game, half in the past, half in the future. In fact, the Triforce was originally conceived as a computer chip that you'd have to gather the parts of.
And that's why they call him Link, right?
That he was
going
to be the Link.
I'm just
shooting
little things I know.
Yeah, he was going to be the Link between the past and the future. So, let's see. I got a lot of fun facts. We'll just do fun facts.
He was modeled after Peter Pan.
He was modeled after Peter Pan because Miyamoto's a huge
Disney fan.
Not surprising.
Now, if you go into the timeline chronologically, the first game in the Zelda
series. I like Disney, too.
Oh, who doesn't?
Do all the Asians like Disney or something? Like,
who doesn't like Disney?
Right.
Communists. So the first game officially in the chronology is Skyward Sword, the last game that just came out, which I don't know if anybody played it. Anybody?
I played it.
So it takes place in a city called Skyloft, which is a flying city. Mm-hmm. Don't get it confused with the BioShock.
That's
game.
A DS?
No, that's
no,
a
no.
Wii.
That's a Wii game.
Oh, it's a Wii
that's
game.
That's for the Wii.
I didn't play that one.
So if you actually look at the artwork between the flying city of Skyloft and you look at the old school art from Link to the Past of the Sacred Realm, which is where the Triforce is,
yeah.
It's actually the same place. So it's something that
you really? Add a little piece of ground or whatever. Kind
exactly.
Of,
in yeah, fact, I have a picture
that.
Up on screen.
Oh, I love it.
Not great visual, but you can see they actually made
it. Yeah, I don't know why the Legends of Zelda, just a quick side note, why do they always go with like this big beefy piece of earth underneath their flying temple? Like,
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Like, just, it always looks just, like it just ripped out just of Hyrule's the regular deal. Ground. Why oh. can't it just be a flat plateau? I mean, obviously the chunks of dirt and roots and shit should have fallen off by now.
Because it looks cool.
Yeah, it does.
This is the only reason for that,
I guess.
So Skyward Sword is the first one, which actually details the kind of birth of Ganon.
So that's not Hyrule. It's not in Hyrule.
Well, you travel to Hyrule, but it's before Hyrule is actually a place.
Or Ganon. You didn't really know he was Ganon.
This is essentially...
Well, Ganon only deigns to show himself in certain Zelda in certain Zelda games. Otherwise, he's not. He's too important for some Zelda titles.
Well, Skyward Sword is essentially your creation story for Hyrule.
That's how
it starts off. So it's... Basically, there's a big war between the goddess, Hylia, and Demise, who's essentially the devil. At the end of the game, you defeat Demise as the first Link, and he swears that forever, for the rest of your lineage, there will be some manifestation of his hate following you, which is, of course, Ganon.
Hate.
Now, in this game, is Ganon a pig or a man pig or
Ganon's
a pig?
Ganon's not in this
or
game.
A man. Well, because remember, Ganon is part pig, part man, part...
Or only man.
Yeah, right.
Now, we're getting to that.
Okay.
Because according to the timeline, after you defeat Demise, Ganon's not in that game.
Okay. This so Ganon did not deign to... Oh, it was pre-Ganon.
Yeah, he's the manifestation of Demise's hate, according to the myth.
And that's Ganon the pig, not Ganondorf the man.
No, starting with Ganondorf the man.
Oh, it's... Okay.
Now, let's go through the timeline real quick. Now, after that game, chronologically, there's a couple games that don't really matter in the mythology, including Minish Cap and the Four Swords.
The Minish Cap was good.
It was fun.
The Minish Cap was
Which is actually a game that was a co-creation between Nintendo and Capcom. First time they've ever done that with a Zelda game.
Four Swords pisses me off as a Secret of Mana clone.
I agree completely, and I didn't like it just because...
I don't like Four Swords, but I like Secret of Mana, but... So move on, I'm sorry.
No, I'm actually with you 100% on that. Yeah. I'm not a big... Four Swords guy, but it introduced the secondary villain who nobody knows about because he's strictly for handheld systems of Vati, the evil wizard.
Oh, Vati, right.
Who eventually just becomes a giant eyeball.
That's like the best series ever, but go on.
Right, so the first game...
and the longest, so let's not...
Yeah, well, I'm trying to breeze through it. So the most important game, of course, of the series is Ocarina of Time.
Mm-hmm.
And I assume most of us have played it.
Yeah, absolutely.
We
great
have,
game.
But...
Phenomenal
game. Quick question, even though I'm going to be elongating this with my dumb questions. When you say it's the most important, do you mean pivotal to the plot or just for the series or the franchise, rather, for the fact that
I think both.
It's the most played?
Yeah. It's the best game. It's the best game, and it's the most important to the story.
Yeah, it's for the chronology, for the actual timeline, it is the most essential.
It doesn't, isn't that the game that explains Ganondorf?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it explains how Ganon comes to power, deals with
the time travel.
You get Ganon at his full height of his power.
Full height of his power.
Thing.
And
the Triforce control them. Yeah, sorry.
Exactly. So each of them has power, wisdom, or courage, one of each of the three Triforce pieces in them. And what's interesting about the timeline is that depending on how this game goes, it splits into three different paths. So there actually is a timeline where Link is defeated by Ganon. And that's where we go into... most of the major Nintendo games, like NES, SNES games, starting with Link to the Past. So this is if Link was killed by Ganon and Ganon rose to power, you would get a Link to the Past, the original Legend of Zelda, and, Link's Awakening is there too.
Really?
And it ends with the adventures
Even
of
though Ganon's not in Link's Awakening.
No, it actually, here's the actual listing. It goes from Link to the Past, and from there it goes into the Oracle of Seasons and the Oracle of Ages. I don't know if you played those.
Yeah, the Game Boy Advance games.
Yeah, they were two separate games that you could actually link up together using your save data.
I'm a big Zelda nerd, yes. I played them all.
Me and you can have this conversation. So the whole point of that...
Except for this last one that you named on Wii. Skyward Sword? Yeah, I never played that one.
I'll lend it to you if you want it.
Do you guys have Wii? Oh, you have the Wii U, right?
I have both.
Yeah, you should play it. It's fun.
Definitely.
I'm like a Nintendo geek.
So I was about to give you my
old school Nintendo.
Yeah, we might need to give you that then. But anyway, the Link to the Past obviously shows the birth of the new Link and him defeating Ganon in the Dark Realm. Oracle of Seasons and Oracle of Ages, which is the twin Rova, which are the two witches trying to revive Ganon, ends with you killing just a feral version of him who comes out of the ground. As the pig.
Right.
He's pig Ganon in this one. Then Link's Awakening, which is interesting. First, mobile... handheld, I should say, Zelda game, where you wake up on this island and you have to solve it. What's interesting about that is you're in a dream, and there's actually, you run into characters from Mario 2, which was also a dream-based game.
Right, only game without Bowser.
Yeah, so Wart's in there. Like, it actually ties together the Nintendoverse that there's actually this kind of dreamscape in there. Thought that was cool.
That is cool.
Then you go into the original Zelda and Link's Awakening. So in Legend of Zelda, you kill Ganon. Adventures of Link, you stop him
you
from...
You never kill Ganon, bro. He's always coming
back.
No,
in Link's Awakening, you stop him from getting resurrected. That's the whole point of the game. And you save Zelda, of course.
Yeah, he never shows up because you got to stop him. Right? Exactly. That's Link's Awakening. Totally.
That's why you fight your shadow at the end.
Just like, right, Evil Link or Link's Shadow, whatever.
He's like the guardian.
Yeah.
Then, of course, there's the other timelines. There's where Link actually wins, and then you have two different versions of the timeline. You have Zelda, Link as a kid, after he goes back in time and returns to being
which
a child.
Which is like Wind Waker.
And then my favorite.
No,
Wind Waker was another person.
No, when you, was so not here's Link. The end of Ocarina. Link wins, beats Ganon, and returns back to his child form to live his life. That's where you get my favorite, actually, Majora's Mask.
Majora's, yeah.
My favorite.
That game's sick.
Game.
Nobody likes that game.
I love it because it's so fucking weird.
My favorite
one is... That's the thing. It's super weird. The flutes make it difficult. Like,
yeah, and I got a lot of trivia on that one. Yeah.
My favorite one is Link to the Past, probably.
Oh,
mine's definitely Wind Waker.
It's either Ocarina or Majora's. The N64s are the two best games.
Well, here's a little notes on...
like, for me, I also really like... I also like the first Wii one.
Twilight Princess.
I love that
game. That was great,
so
too.
Good. I fucking love that game.
Well, we're actually getting to that.
Just the sailing. I think just it was just relaxing for me, sailing.
I'm super jazzed about that coming HD onto the Wii U. Like, you have a Wii U. Like, yeah. That'll be cool for you.
Oh, it'd be great.
I would definitely play that.
Yeah.
As good as it's going to get.
It might be, but
it's I'll be in my glory. My $200 Wind Waker machine.
Yo, baby, put a fan on me and
spray some mist.
Comes like a spray can.
Yeah.
But just to tie it together, this timeline includes Majora's Mask, then into Twilight Princess as a new Link, which also features the execution of Ganon and his subsequent return. And ends with the Four Swords sequel, Hyrule Adventures, in which Ganon and Vati are simultaneously reincarnated.
Okay.
So that's that timeline. So you go back as a kid and you save the world again. What we don't think of when we play Ocarina is after he goes back to being a child, that timeline where he's an adult still exists. So all of a sudden in this world, the hero who saves the world is magically just pop, disappears.
And a weird little trivia. You could grappling hook... in one of the worlds, onto like a big statue of this girl, only on her nipples, and that's the only part you could actually hit onto on the wall.
Super relevant to what I was going into. Insert tit humor. All right, so, well, Rise, this is your favorite game. So essentially, the story of Wind Waker is Link, the hero, mysteriously vanishes, and Ganon comes back, and thus the world is flooded because the king of Hyrule prays to the goddesses to wash away the evil. Which leads to your ocean world.
You know, I'm so excited about this game coming out on Wii U for the fact that, for people who don't know it, you had this conductor's baton to summon the winds, and that's going to lend itself
gonna be
super
tight to the touchpad.
Super nice.
It's going to be nice.
Well,
to the
Wiimote, maybe.
Oh, that right? too. Yeah,
yeah,
that too.
The Wiimote,
right.
The touchpad.
Like Okami. Okami was really
Okami.
Yeah. It was so good.
Talk about your Zelda style games.
Yeah, well, that was a straight Zelda
I would
ripoff,
really
but it was
like,
a great game.
I would really like to see a longer wind song and me hit it up with the Wiimote and it play across my touchpad.
That would be dope.
I would like that.
That would be cool.
That would be cool.
Now the only follow
or some drums or some shit in there for like a rain song.
The only follow ups to Wind Waker, I don't know if you played these, the DS versions.
The DS ones, yeah.
Phantom Hourglass.
I haven't played those.
Which is fun. And
I don't have a I no longer have a DS, so
and
I don't.
Spirit Tracks, which actually sees you founding a new Hyrule Kingdom.
Oh, really?
First time ever you're allowed to play with Zelda 2.
Really?
Because
No. Zelda was on one of the
three,
was that the, what's that, Panasonic?
The CDI?
CDI, actually.
We don't count that. That's non-Nintendo.
But they are in the universe.
It's non-canon.
But I'm saying is you can play Zelda.
Yeah, you play Zelda. I'm talking in the official games.
Well, that they do consider them in the timeline.
If it's not considered canon, then it's not considered official.
No, those games were mistakes by Nintendo.
It's like Superman Red Sun. That's not. It didn't really happen. It's just kind of cool.
Well, their big problem wasn't necessarily the story. It was that they played
so
bad.
Awful.
Yeah.
So awful.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
It was an old system back in probably the early 90s.
What's that awful game, Dragon's Lair? It was like their big game. That everyone
this was
like,
a handheld?
No. It was
like an $800.
Oh, the Panasonic?
Yeah, 3DO.
3DO.
Yeah. They had about two or three Link games.
No, it was the CDI. It was called.
Oh, CDI. What was 3DO?
3DO was at the advent of the 16-bit era.
Nobody had the super expensive ones.
I think so.
I think Neo Geo was pretty expensive when it
came out. They were all expensive.
Yeah, but Neo Geo was a grand, but it was like fucking, you only could play four games.
That's
like,
why.
Like all different, four different fighting games.
That's why SNES
and Gunstar and Gunstar Heroes.
It was worth it.
The Neo Geo games actually were really good. All the fucking 3DO and, Panasonic CDI games sucked.
Remember Panasonic Reel?
No.
Not really.
No.
That was a shit system in like 95.
I don't remember that. I was broke. I had
I didn't know. I didn't have it or anything.
I fought for an SNES, and that's all I had. All
right, well, people are sitting on the edge of their seats waiting for this good, good Link stuff. So,
well, I gave the whole timeline of the series.
That was it? We just happened to flow in? Because that would have been an awesome natural flow into more conversation, right? To bring us right back to your blaring butt end of your
thing. You walked away and took a piss and missed my whole thing. Don't try to blame me for your shit. Yeah, warp back.
You don't know what I was
play
doing.
Play
this
song at time and go back to the beginning, buddy.
Anyway.
Where are we at now?
All right, so next. Pete, that was excellent for me.
That was good.
I actually have more, but I feel bad that Shock looks like he's tuckering out here.
What are you talking about? I said good job, Pete.
He's not a big Zelda guy.
I play like them.
Good job with the grapple nipples. That is a trivia fact.
Anyway, I know. I'm looking at your screen.
No. You'd be surprised at the odd things that I ever know about the video
games. I got a ton of this shit, so I might try to figure out a way to put it out in the world. Somewhere.
Yeah, maybe we'll throw it out there on the Facebooks
or
the Twitters or the.
I forgot tonight's the national championship.
Or email. I'll personally email anyone with the information. Anyway, we're going to move on to an oldie but a goodie. It wasn't around last week. It's back. Hopefully, everyone paid attention to how to do it this time.
Did we do it?
We call it Fantasy Glitch. Glitch!
That's the best thing ever.
I love it. Let's give me my new ringtone. I'll start it off. Fantasy Glitch is something that's probably not going to happen, but we'd like to see happen. Sometimes it could happen.
Mine's going to happen one day.
All right. Well, I'll kick it off right now. I'd like to make a customizable character in a fighting game, like
that's
in DC Universe.
Love that.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, it is. Just like in the wrestling games, remember we used to be able to pick your punch style, your kick style,
right,
your special
everything.
Weapon? Why not?
Yeah,
why can't I do
that? You're right. Why the hell has that? How has that not made its way into a fighting game in the last 30 years?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm loving the backpats, though.
Yeah, no, that's a great idea. I'm shocked that hasn't happened.
You described something I've wanted since I was 8.
Right.
Like, UFC has been the best. UFC and the wrestling games have been the best. That's the best replication of what you're talking about, but why can't the fighting games add that?
Just right. There's seriously no game. Not to say they did it well, but no game even tried to do that.
Why not?
I believe there was way back in the day, probably PS1, but it wasn't good.
I'm saying, like, they did try it, but they didn't get
it. Not that I can recall.
Not only did they fail, but it's got no attention.
I play a lot
the only thing that's tough is to come up with, but unless, like, I mean, really, like, look at, like, Halo Forge, like, there's so much game creation, like, ability for the user now. Like,
feels like a missed opportunity.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the one thing I see where they would fall short is, like, custom finishers, but, like, let a person create their own. The wrestling games, you can create your own finisher. Like, that, his idea is perfect.
Why can you create an online...
You could do everything.
Downloadable.
There's no reason you couldn't do everything.
Well, yeah. Create your own boards, too, with, like, interactive stuff.
Yeah, like, they have so much of that with Halo 3. Halo 3
changed
so much. And
how much harder would it be to create an interactive background, like, where you just give me, like, a duck to be able to pull on and a fire hydrant?
Everything
like,
should let you make boards.
I wasn't even
boards
that
characters.
Crazy. I was like, yo, get, like, a box, like in Guile's board, or, like...
No, but I mean, like, seriously, Halo 3 did that shit like 6 years ago now. It's been a long time. Like, what can't you do in Forge mode? Like, you almost, like, user content should be in these games where, like, you would
want to
create something.
The company
should be there.
It up,
yeah, I guess that's what it is.
I think they're so caught up in the major franchises and then tying the franchises together. With
everything's a sequel.
Marvel, Capcom's, and your Tekken Street Fighter.
The only reason, I mean, like, maybe in Street Fighter it would be dope.
It'd be hard.
I would love it. I would love to see it in the DC game, especially because I'm really looking forward to this. But, I mean, I can understand why they wouldn't particularly do it because, you know, there'd be YouTube videos of somebody making Spider-Man and he's just kicking Batman's ass.
They don't care so much about that
shit. I think they do.
But doesn't DC, was it DC or Marvel that did the MMO?
That was DC.
DC and Marvel's coming out.
Like, DC already
set like, the precedent to create your own character.
Why don't they come out with a DC Universe character?
Realistically, you'd have to add it on to an already existing fighter because it'd be a hard sell if they just came up with a game where it had no face to it. It's like, make your own thing.
No, they have There's a game online 20, on the computer that you can fighters. Make any character you want.
I mean, how many people really mess with it, though?
Yo, you wanted that Fire Pro Wrestling because you could have every single fucking wrestler ever.
No, until I realized I had to make them all.
All right, but I'm
then
just
I didn't
saying,
want it anymore.
But I'm just saying.
Well, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just like wrestling, just like the wrestling games, just a one customizable character that you make.
Yeah, but I'm saying like, I'm actually spoiled with the wrestling games now, where I could take people's off the internet and just use them now. Like back in the day, it used to take me hours.
You could do it with a fighting game.
Why couldn't you do that with Hitler? Why couldn't he create
That'd
a fucking sick character and like?
Well, what I'm saying is,
I might pay a monthly subscription for that.
I'm just saying it would have to be an add-on to an existing game because I think it would be a hard sell to just make a game up that had no.
Well, you need a roster. You still need a starting roster.
Saying, why not just start off with Street Fighter, in which I can do that.
Yeah,
they already like got the legit, their shit going on.
Well, why don't they have a franchise that needs a little some extra, like maybe Virtual Fighter?
But King of Fighters, bring back King of
Virtual
Fighters.
Fighter
like,
is
what's
dead.
Neo Geo
Virtual
doing?
Virtual Fighter is dead. Correct.
Or Tekken. Right. Is Tekken still relevant?
Tekken's actually fighting Street Fighter
somewhat
now.
Going.
Oh, really?
They have a crossover game, Tekken Street Fighter.
Okay, yeah. So then no, they're not relevant.
But
if they have the bank on Street Fighter, like Tekken
or
could use character creation.
Battle Arena Toshiden.
Yeah,
that's better than Adorno.
Yeah,
dude, but that game was but that game was
cast.
Dope.
Yeah.
Like, remember when PS1 released Battle Arena Toshiden was dope.
That was the game.
Yeah,
and bring it back.
I mean, realistically, that was 1995. Virtua Fighter was pretty cool too.
Bring either one
so
of them back.
You could fix either one if you're creating the characters.
I don't think I'd want to see one of those. I'd rather see like a dance, like a Batman.
Well, no, agreed. I mean, DC Marvel's got more. That's got more cachet, but
I'll tell you this: I know for a fact that they. It's already been established that Marvel was going to do make your own character, but then within the first 5 seconds during the beta, Superman was flying around, and they were like, "Fuck this game." So that's why they made it staunch characters only that you could be. You can only be canon characters.
Yeah, but that's
like
how could they not realize that in a Marvel game, the first thing they were going to do is make a DC
character. DC characters, yeah.
Right.
Or the same thing with a DC game. The first thing you do is make
Marvel.
Marvel
characters.
Well, that's why
right, you're going to introduce Wolverine and Batman are going to alternately be introduced into those two games like immediately.
Same thing when we were kids and we'd have the WCW game.
Yeah.
We'd all put the WWF
guys. Yeah, we put all the WWF guys that we were like, oh, man.
My fantasy glitch was actually for DC and Marvel to bury the hatch and do a crossover.
That would be good. No, that would
That'd
be good
sick.
Too. Like, and what does either company have to lose to do it? Nothing.
Well, you got Marvel's teamed up with Capcom.
Marvel's too profitable these days.
DC's teamed up with Mortal Kombat. Just you're already doing it, both of you.
Marvel, Capcom.
You're right. They're already doing it. Imagine how sick that would be if you put all four games together. You put Mortal Kombat with Street Fighter, and then you put the DC with Marvel. Like, that would be a crazy.
I went a step forward.
You'd have 200 characters.
I went a step further and actually made my ideal game, which was Marvel and DC, if you took the heroes out and just made all the bad guys fucking each other up.
Whatever happened to Darkstalkers? Remember that shit?
We talked about that last week.
We did.
That property just vanished.
It was a tight game.
It's in all the mashup games.
Well, I guess it's in the Marvel Capcom stuff.
Mm-hmm. You get Morgan. And you get
Morgan.
That's about it.
You get Morgan.
And you get the cat.
Felicia.
So Ryan Haynes cares. Yep. But yeah. That's,
you get Felicia, you get Morgan, and maybe a mummy. I don't know.
Yeah.
The mummy guy was awesome.
The mummy shows
but
up.
The Darkstalkers 1 and 2 were cool games.
My favorite was
was
Talbot. John Talbot.
Talbot was cool. I liked Lord Raptor, the zombie.
He was all right.
I just liked that he was a zombie.
What's his fantasy glitch? I see a big paper in front of you.
Oh, that was it. I just wrote down some of the aforementioned like villain of DC and Marvel, like the matchups I would want to see.
Let's get five of them.
Five of them? I'll try to pick weird ones. Ones that haven't been in other games would be Juggernaut versus Bane.
Oh, nice.
I'd
love to see that.
Good one.
I would love to see Apocalypse versus Brainiac.
Apocalypse, wipe the floor with that mother.
let's see. Venom versus Clayface.
Ooh, that'd be messy.
Big.
That would just be
Morphin
messy.
Weirdos. Red Hulk versus Solomon Grundy.
Okay.
That's the guy I was trying to say before when I said whatever I said.
Wait, Solomon Grundy?
I said
we were talking about Solomon Grundy, and then
him.
That's when you went in. Like, oh, like a...
I said Brodus.
You're like
something.
Brodus.
Yes, Brodus.
Yeah, Brodus.
Brodus, yeah.
Last one I'll throw out that I really liked is Deadpool versus Deathstroke, because Deadpool was created as a mockery of Deathstroke.
Really?
I like to see that.
Deathstroke is Slade Wilson. Deadpool is Wade Wilson.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And they made him kind of mocking the other character. So I'd like to see those two have it out.
Okay, fair enough.
Others include Penguin versus Mole Man, Bullseye versus Deadshot, Lizard versus Killer Croc.
Okay. Those are all dope.
My fantasy glitch. I play a lot of sports games, and I have a big beef with the progression system. I play a lot of NBA, right? And I draft a player, and he's got a potential, right? Like, so you get everything's graded out, like guys' jumping ability, shooting ability, everything's graded out, right?
I hear you.
And the potential is whatever. So I draft this kid, I draft him, and he's got a deep potential. Mm-hmm. So meanwhile, I stick him in my starting five, and I play two seasons, and he gets to like a 72, and then all of a sudden he stagnates for no reason because his potential,
oh, he keeps
his potential is plateaued. He's capped that even though I've got him, he's scoring 28 points a game,
sure,
grabbing nine rebounds, seven assists, he's great. There's no reason his potential should be capped. His production clearly is. So I just think they need to get rid of the potential and make it so that you can just progress. If you're going to play a guy, you should just play a guy. And
yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, because it's always annoying when you have like an all-star guy and he goes up like 1 point. And you had like a monster year with him, and that wouldn't even be like that if he had that year in real life. He'd be
Exactly. It happens. You saw it. Iman Shumpert. Look at Iman Shumpert.
Sounds good.
He goes from a 72 to 83 because, he's a lockdown defender. It's like, in reality, the progression happens. So in the game, when your guy is he goes from a scrub to a superstar, he should progress in the same vein.
Roz, you following any of this?
I understand. You're not sports games enthusiasts.
No, I'm sure people who play these games at home are like, right on, brother.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, they would be. You don't understand how frustrating this is. Like, see, I'm really into the simulation sports.
Madden actually started doing it where you could, Pete would actually agree with this, how this is lame.
No.
But they actually started, you have to buy, like, a certain amount of points, like, with real money, and it would boost all your
points. Right. Like, it's totally bogus. They're trying to just gouge you.
On a side note, I did not, I don't know much about sports games, but I did play Madden with both Dutch Guts and Giant Shock back in the day.
He was awful.
I won the Super Bowl with me. Anyway,
he won the Super Bowl all by himself.
I did. Diggy,
I won the Super Bowl
because the video game
against you,
not against me though.
I believe Tom Brady and the Seahawks beat you.
Wait, I wanted to ask Diggy, Dutch Guts, if he remembers the time that Giant Shock was unbeatable with his team because he took out real players
and made them all 99.
Customizable characters all 99 and renamed them with their regular real-life names so that we wouldn't know.
I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah,
I had no idea these Jacksonville Jaguars backfield was so fucking incredible.
Yeah, Team Echo.
Look, I knew that Danny...
Yeah, Team Echo with...
I knew that Rise was going to realize, but I was shocked when Diggy over here, when I watched Dust Guts, was like, Doug Flutie's a 99. It's like, yeah, he had a good year last year. And I knew for a fact that he knew that wasn't true. He was just like,
I just couldn't fucking make it. I was like, oh my God. Like,
who sees
not
that
fair.
Kind of treachery and, to win a victory?
Right. Like, I just didn't expect that kind of cheating. Like,
kind of blatant steroids.
Dude, it was super funny. He was cursing.
He was super upset by Kurt Angle and Joe Teddy's. Like, you were telling me before the pod, you talked about Congress Bad Fur Day. But nobody was haunted more than Giant Shock by Conker's Bad Fur Day and Joe Teddy.
Because there was a serious advantage.
Joe Teddy's made his appearance in a Madden game as a linebacker to haunt Cats.
Dude, there was a serious disadvantage of being that squirrel team in that capture flag mode. They couldn't jump off the thing.
Yeah. I don't know why they gave the Teddy's the advantage, we've talked about this, of falling off three-story buildings and being fine. But they gave the squirrels no advantage. They would just
die.
They just splashed into a pool of goo.
For whatever reason, Dutch Guts and I would bogart the Teddies. We refused to play unless we were the Teddies.
They had to beat us. That was the deal. Yeah. We would be the squirrels, right, but they had to beat the Teddies.
And they never did.
That's not even true, because like once every 10 times we'd beat you, and then you'd be like, oh, we got Teddies, forget it.
I think that's a really generous estimate of you.
the victors write the history books, by the way. So, all right, what do you got, Johnny Shaggy? You got a fantasy glitch?
I was busy making up all these new things today. Sorry.
Okay, that's fine. That's a little time saver. It's getting late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to go into, we're going to reach deep into our closets right now and pull out an old school game that we all enjoy. We'll keep it brief because it is almost midnight over here.
Yeah. So, all right.
Hot stuff coming through. why did you bring me to a gay steel mill?
I don't know.
Coming out of the closet.
I don't know what the best
part of it. It sounds like Giant Shock's just announcing himself. But I love it. I love it. Ace God coming out the closet.
I picture you snapping while you're saying
that. Ace God coming out the closet. Barracuda, what do you got?
All right. I went with continuing my theme from last week of fighting games that could have made good franchises but have been lost through time. I went with Mace the Dark Age.
Oh, my God.
Which is a 1997 fighting game for the Nintendo 64 by Midway.
Oh, Jesus, I do remember. I remember that.
You're like these monster knights that had like maces and
fucking...
It was a magical
mace that everybody wanted their hands on, and you chose one of your many multiple
characters.
You actually
played this game?
I had this game.
It was good.
I remember that.
I actually remember playing it at Shock's house first.
Yeah.
And then I went out and got it.
Fair enough.
Now, the characters were cool. You had your Arabian swordsman. You had your harem girl, your knight, I guess you'd call him a zombie knight. You had your, like, pretty much every portion of the world was...
It was like a Templar knight in there, the guy with the broadsword.
Yeah, there was a big red dude, Lord Deimos.
I do remember that.
And it played like Tekken, you could knock guys off boards. What really stood out to me about this game was...
That's Virtua Fighter.
A, the setting, Virtua Fighter. But the setting was cool in the medieval world, and the bonus characters were great. Ranging from, you could get the Hell Knight, who was... essentially just a giant demon. You could get the dwarf who rode a giant wooden mech, and then it got weird where you could be like a fire-breathing chicken.
Nice.
All right, so it got into what was that fire-breathing chicken? What was the beast game with the two gorillas that fought?
Oh, Primal Rage.
Yeah, that came up last week. That game stinks.
Yeah, it was terrible. It just made me think of it.
This game played a lot better than that. It was an early 3D fighter.
Okay. It was 3D.
Yeah,
it was like right after like Battle Arena Toshinden and Virtua Fighter. It had like that arena fight. Could you knock people off? Like
It had characters like a giant Viking dude.
Viking guy was my favorite guy.
Ragnar.
Yes,
and then there was the Executioner. Do you remember him?
Yes,
he had the cowl. And then you had like your blind monk, and it was a good game. It was fun.
It was definitely a different take on a fighter.
At the time, it was.
Mine's also a fighter too.
What you got? Are we going around?
I guess we'll go counterclockwise.
Okay.
Eternal Champions.
Mm. Anyone else?
I remember that
game. It was the first game with fatalities.
Was it Mortal Kombat?
Was it pre-Mortal Kombat? It was the first one I
think it was post-Mortal Kombat.
I'm going to assume it's post-Mortal Kombat.
I remember the ads for this game.
It was the first...
Poking fun at Mortal All right,
let's
Kombat.
Put it this way. It was the first one that... They didn't have specific character fatalities. They had board-related fatalities.
Yeah, there were levels, right?
Where, like, for example, you were fighting... Eternal Champions was another game, much like Time Killers, which I discussed, where they take
the
best fighter from each era. So they had a caveman. They had a guy named Xavier, who I was always... He was the magic guy. He had a hood. I actually, 7-year-old Rise Like Phoenix, went to him on Halloween. Not one person knew who I was. Oh, I'm Xavier from Eternal Champions.
Just so you know, I looked it up real quick. It's post Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. All right.
I'm going to say Mortal Kombat was the first one to dip their toes into that world.
Yeah.
They were trying to cash in on the Street Fighter Mortal Kombat craze.
But it was a tight game. I liked it. I owned it. Maybe the only reason I liked it is because I owned it. But
same with Mace for me. But you look at these characters, it's the vision of the 90s.
Yeah, well, Xavier was definitely the tight dude. FYI, I always go as someone obscure for Halloween. I went as Shatterstar 1 year from X-Force.
You know he's a gay dude now, right?
He wasn't gay when I was
Shatterstar a couple times.
Just putting it out there.
Yeah, I'm not going as him this Halloween.
You went as Cloud 1 year.
I went as Cloud.
That was a good costume.
He's not that obscure, though, is he? Everyone knows
Cloud. Cloud's not obscure at all.
To the general public.
I don't know.
I don't even think to the general public.
You were carrying around that Buster sword, and people were recognizing the shit out of
it. I
was Gambit.
Cloud's not that obscure. Cloud's
pretty
mainstream.
I had a pretty good Gambit.
Sephiroth, too. Like, a bunch of the characters.
Sephiroth, not so much. Cloud, definitely.
Sephiroth, too. Sephiroth's the bigger star of that game.
I would say Final Fantasy.
What about the year that I went as... Hansel from Zoolander without Zoolander.
I remember
your
bear suit was pretty bad.
I tried the Zoolander outfit. It just didn't work out.
Yeah, Dutch Guts was supposed to be Derek.
You had Mugatu.
Yeah, yeah. Giant Shock was an excellent
Your Mugatu ruled, dude.
We were a great beer pong team.
It cracked me up every time you walked in with that wig.
We kept saying to A Good Day to Die that he was Kmart.
Yeah. Every time I made a shot, Giant Shock would scream out, "He's so hot right now."
Hansel, he's so hot
right
now.
That was great. Anyway, Dutch Cuts, what do you got for an old school game?
Paper Mario. That's my game.
Nice. That's a fun one.
Yeah. That was great.
I missed that game.
They're always pretty innovative with Mario games.
That was a cool game. Your hammer did a lot for you. It was just like, you know,
as it generally does.
It was a cool. It was like a Japanese style RPG with Mario. I enjoyed it. It was a cool game.
It was definitely a twist. And you know what was cool about that game? That they threw in like they poked fun at the fact that it was paper all the time.
Yeah,
it flew around.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I liked it.
Yeah,
the funny thing about it though is when it first came out, it wasn't even the gimmick. It was just called Super Mario RPG 2.
Really?
No, it was called Super Paper Mario 2.
Well,
how could they have the sequel
to Paper Mario?
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. It was Super Mario RPG 2.
There was Super Mario RPG then.
Because it was Japanese. Yeah, it was Japanese.
Second one became Paper Mario.
Yeah, well, they had the RPGs on the handheld system.
Well, because Super Mario RPG was a sick game, which was a different game.
Yeah, that was Super NES.
Super NES.
And then Paper Mario was
Silver Stars and 64. Yeah.
And then Mario 64 came along and rocked everybody's world.
That was before
Paper Mario.
Oh, no, I was talking about...
Paper Mario was N64.
I was after Super Nintendo.
After Super Mario.
It wasn't GameCube?
No, it was the other one.
Well, Mario 64 was definitely 64.
Well, no, I'm talking about Paper Mario.
No, Paper Mario had N64. had a sequel called Paper Mario the Thousand Year Door.
And then there was a handheld one, too.
There was a Wii one, too, correct?
Paper Mario Wii? Sticker Star.
Sticker Star.
There was a Wii one? Wasn't there a Wii one?
No, not so far.
I don't think so.
Then there's one coming.
They had the Mario and Luigi, and then the sequel to Mario and Luigi was on Wii. Remember the Mario and Luigi and the Silver
I'm
Stars
that
or whatever the fuck?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. John Chuck, what do you got?
Well, we started off the show talking about DC stuff. I might as well end the show with DC stuff. It's not necessarily a good game, but Superman 64 was memorably bad.
I'm pretty sure it's widely considered the worst game of all time. It was broken. It's a broken game.
It's the worst game ever.
It's a broken. It's a broken game.
It's like Pilot Wings. It's like Pilot Wings. Like kidnap Superman.
You're trying to hate on that
Pilot.
Pilot Wings was a good game.
It was never a good game.
Or Sega Knights was a great game.
The game where you just float through things, throw through circles all day.
Can I actually make a recommendation on that note?
Sure.
There was a Super Nintendo game called Justice League Task Force, which was the original Justice League fighting game.
Ugly game.
Actually,
I didn't
not
like
as
it.
Bad as you remember, probably.
I didn't like it.
Bad.
Just like I didn't like the Ninja Turtles game.
I'm just not good at the fighting
Turtles.
Game. I never
I
go
didn't like
the
Ninja Turtles fighter.
But it was based off the cartoon, which was awesome.
Oh, the Ninja Turtles fighting game.
Yeah.
Oh, my
cool
God.
That was on NES, wasn't it?
Cool concept.
Wasn't it on
I think it was for both.
It was Super.
Super got the better graphics.
Okay.
Was it? Yeah, but the...
It came out about the same time as the Double Dragon fighting game, too.
Double Dragon fighting game?
No, you don't remember that?
Not the straight up fighting game.
I'll show you after the...
All right. Yeah, well, that was based on the cartoon, which was awesome, and I was psyched about to get it, and it was just Superman slowly flying through rings all day, and it was impossible.
Oh, my God,
boring.
That game was brutal.
It was terrible.
He did no Superman things at all.
And they really didn't do a great version of it on Xbox, either, the new Superman movie
N64's best, like, 10 games came out right away. If they weren't the WCW games, it was, like, GoldenEye, amazing.
No, GoldenEye wasn't right away.
It was pretty early on.
It was
on.
Like in the middle of that system.
No, it was pretty early on.
GoldenEye came out like
I'd say the first 35
10th grade.
It was early on. What was the other
Conkers
one?
Was at the end.
It was earlier than
Conkers was at the end. Fair enough. But you had what's that shit? It was just brought back. They use all like stupid catchphrases from a million 80s
Star
movies.
Fox is really good. That was like in the middle of the system.
No.
Double Dragon?
It's a shooter. First person shooter.
Duke Nukem?
Duke Nukem. Like Duke Nukem, that game was awesome. The first Star Wars, remember the Star Wars game? The first one on N64.
Shadows of the Empire.
Like the N64 launch games
were
all pretty cool.
Dash Rendar and Prince Cheezor. No,
64 from the day, from the inception to the death of it, it was every game, but all the games were consistently pretty good.
That was a great system. I don't know. That was a great system.
That's probably the best system I owned from front to back.
No, PS2.
PS2. I always had problems with it. I thought all my DVDs were broken because of stupid.
Fair enough. But PS2 is the best.
I'll always have a special
place. That's the best library.
Sega Genesis. I'll always have a special place in.
Sega Genesis, though, looking
so
back on
it,
their controls suck.
I had to buy it.
I had Road Rash. I miss Road Rash. I wish they would come out with a new Road Rash.
I went over that. No one else gave a shit.
Oh, there's a new Road Rash?
No, I wanted. That was my old school game I wanted.
Yeah, I would love a new Road Rash.
Yeah. All right, so that about wraps it up for this week. Next week, we'll talk, obviously, is Injustice going to come out by the time we do the podcast?
A week from today? I don't know.
It said April
16th.
16th?
That's next Tuesday.
No.
All right, so we're going to be like 1 or 2 days shy of it, so I'm going to have to find something else. So we won't be talking Injustice. we'll have another quiz show. I have another quiz lined up. This one's going to
Berg should do Mega Man next week.
Whatever you guys want.
Yeah, we're gonna do Mega Man history, and I'm gonna do In Other Words, which I'm really looking forward to.
I gotta make another one of these little sound clips.
No, this is gonna be the test. Like for example, just so people get the idea, I'm gonna say double serpent, or not double serpent, twin
locust
serp-
cock,
double, twin serpent, double and dragon. Someone might have to say double dragon.
I would say locust cock.
Word association.
Well, then you'd probably lose. I'll give you negatives.
Everyone of his answers is going to be cock related.
If the words locust cock come up, I guarantee you're losing 8 points.
No way, man. We used to rape people with remember the locust joint? We fucking you'd hump them, they'd be down. And we talk about how they were catching the
tool. I remember a little something.
I wish they would come out with Shadowrun 2.
Shadowrun 2 would be sick. Shadow of the Colossus 2 would be sick.
Shadowrun?
So
it could disappear into the...
Shadowrun! Honestly, if everything adopted the Shadowrun strategy, we would have no more bullshit online. Shadowrun had no leaderboards. Right. That's all you need to make online gaming fun is no leaderboards.
I love that, actually.
Well, by the way, Shadowrun right now, for people who want to throw down money, I know I'll throw down $25. Shadowrun 2 has a Kickstarter out.
Really?
Yeah. They have a Kickstarter coming out, and if they reach their goal, I forget what it is, but it's not like an astronomical
amount of money.
I'm donating
to Shadowrun, too. I fucking love Shadowrun.
Yeah.
I have loved that game. That game was so much fun.
All right. Well,
I loved
me
it.
Too.
That game was so much fun.
I'm going to go and play right now.
I don't have it anymore.
I'm going to play Injustice.
Nobody even plays.
It's downloadable.
I got rid of Shadowrun because nobody ever played.
Shadowrun's downloadable, everyone. Play it.
Why don't you give us your world-famous sign-off, then?
Fuck you guys.
Oh.